gladness underneath your wings. I rejoice and sing, you are my refuge. You are my refuge. You are my sanctuary. And when I feel afraid, you're my hiding place. You're my refuge. And when the storm is raging, underneath your wings, I rejoice and sing. Oh, sing it out to him. Oh, you are my refuge. You are my sanctuary. When I feel afraid, you're my hiding place. You are my refuge. And when the storm is raging, it's underneath your wings. I rejoice and sing, you're my refuge. Sing it once more. You are my refuge. And you are my sanctuary. And when I feel afraid, oh, you're my hiding place. You are my refuge. And when the storm is raging, it's underneath your wings. I rejoice and sing, you are my refuge. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken, strength when I've been weakened, forever He will reign. My God is awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Yes, He's awesome. My God is awesome. He's so awesome. Oh, awesome. Yes, He's awesome. My God is awesome, Savior of the hopeless, Giver of salvation, and by His stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome, today I am forgiven, His grace is why I'm living, praise His holy name. My God is awesome. Yes, He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Yes, He's awesome. My God is awesome. He's so awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Yes, He's awesome. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome, He heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever He will reign. Oh, just tell Him how awesome His is. Is awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Yes, He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, yes, He's awesome. He's so awesome. Oh, He's awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the hopeless, Giver of salvation, and by His stripes, oh, let that be your confession. My God is awesome. Today I am. what I'm living. Praise his holy name. My God is awesome. Oh, he's awesome. Yes, he's awesome. He's so awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, he's awesome. Yes, he's awesome. He's awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, praise his name. Hallelujah. He deserves all of our praises. He's magnificent. There's none like him. He's awesome. Amen. Thomas, could you come up and take up the evening tithes and offering for us this morning? This evening, actually, I'm so used to leading morning service. Either or, we're in his house. Amen.
For peace, bless, for the veil, for the way, and all the deacons and ministers. And peace, bless, all the church, pray, bless. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus, All Hail King Jesus, in the key of C. Amen. You come to worship him, open up your heart. Just ask him for whatever you have need for. He's here to speak to you. Amen. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise him. And forevermore, I will reign with him. Oh, do you love him this afternoon? Worship him with all your heart this afternoon. All hail King Jesus. Just give him your all. All hail Emmanuel, King of kings and Lord of lords, O bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise him, and forevermore I will reign with him. Oh, this is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. Oh, we meet him in the Word. Oh, all things are ready now. The come by night here. He that has an ear to hear, the evening time is here. Oh, this is the evening time. It's later than you think. to me. Is here. I'll stand for Jesus. Let the world go by, and I'll claim His promise. Oh, we'll supply.
See everybody in the house of the Lord. Good to have some people back with us. They're not visitors, but maybe we'll have some on behind there that visitors. If you come one time here, you're a visitor. All right, you get a welcome. But then the next time you come, you're just part of us. Because we don't have anything to join or anything like that. We're just part of the body of Christ. But it's good to see everybody. We're glad to be able to just take a little time off in the week and just have a little fellowship around the word of the Lord. So you ready for the word?
Amen.
We just let Brother Luis do the introducing of our brother because I couldn't pronounce his name and wouldn't try to. No problem. He couldn't pronounce mine. So that'd work out the same way. All right. But let's just sing and worship. And I'll remember tomorrow now, your sisters, everybody up and ready, going your way, heading, I guess, northwest or something. And so we're heading the other direction. You know, so we're going to cover the state and have a good time. And that's what we want to do, is just have a good time in the Lord, fellowshipping with one another and all it's the thing. Remember then, too, now the announcements, we're not making a big announcements on everything. We're just saying it on the Internet on the point of saying, you know, we're going to have a 50th anniversary on the 4th day of July. It will be 50 years that our church has been in operation, and we're going to have some good times on the Saturday service before then the Sunday service and all like that. So just remember these things and pray one for another. So let's just sing, Open the Eyes of My Heart. We'll let Brother Luis do the introducing and put everything in order. Any other announcements? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Glory. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Hallelujah.
El Señor Jesucristo le bendiga en esta noche.
Lord Jesus Christ bless you this evening.
Si quiere tomar su asiento un momento, por favor.
You may be seated for just a moment.
Bien, hermanos, reciban un saludo en el nombre del Señor en esta noche.
I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Estamos agradecidos con el Señor por esta oportunidad de estar aquí.
We're very thankful to the Lord for the opportunity to be here.
Agradecemos a su pastor, nuestro hermano y siervo aquí, nuestro hermano Samuel.
We appreciate our pastor and servant here, Brother Samuel.
Por la confianza que tiene para con nosotros de permitirnos llegar.
For the confidence that he's shown in us and letting us be here.
Y de cedernos su lugar de responsabilidad.
And to be able to set aside his little time of his responsibility
y hablar para usted la palabra del Señor
to be able
en
to speak
noche.
Something to you from the word of the Lord.
Entendemos que cada vez que llegamos a este lugar,
I understand that every time we come to this place,
todo lo que salga de aquí,
everything that comes from this pulpit,
traerá vida o muerte para el pueblo.
Should either bring life or death to the people.
Así que venimos en temor y temblor en esta noche.
So we come tonight in fear and trembling.
Acogiéndonos a la gracia y a la ayuda
just
del Señor.
Just trusting in God's grace tonight.
No tenemos nada bueno en nosotros.
We have nothing good within ourselves.
Excepto lo que Dios ha colocado
only
allí.
What God has placed in our lives.
Todo. Amen. Todo lo malo que usted pueda ver en mí.
Every bad thing that maybe you might see in me.
Ese soy yo, mi parte humana.
That's just my human part.
Y todo lo bueno que usted pueda hallar en mí.
But the good side that you see in me.
Es lo que el Señor ha puesto.
Is what God has put in my life.
Así que venimos con ese respeto y ese agradecimiento en nuestro corazón.
We come with that respect and that thankfulness in our hearts.
Al Señor, a nuestro hermano Samuel y a nuestro hermano Wade.
To our brother Samuel and to our brother Wade.
Y también aquí a mi hermano y paisano, el hermano Luis.
And here to our brother and paisano, which is you know, the same one from the same country, brother Luis.
A quien también le agradezco que esté aquí para ayudarnos en la interpretación esta noche.
I appreciate him being here to help us in the interpretation. Amen.
Reciban saludos del pueblo del Señor allí de Cúcuta, Colombia.
Bring greetings to you from the people there in Cúcuta, Colombia.
Cúcuta es una ciudad de 1,000,000 de habitantes.
Cúcuta has about 1,000,000 inhabitants.
Está en la parte nororiental de Colombia.
It's in the northeastern part of the of Colombia.
En la frontera con Venezuela.
It's at the border of Venezuela and Colombia.
Si usted no sabe en el mapa ubicar Colombia, no hay problema.
If you don't know where to find Colombia on a map, that's no problem.
Si usted olvidara mi nombre, no habría problema.
If you forget my name, that's not a problem.
Si usted se olvida de mi apariencia física, hace muy bien.
If you forget how I look like, that's a good thing.
Pero lo importante en esta noche es que usted no se vaya a olvidar de la porción de la palabra
del
Señor.
The important thing is that you do not forget the portion of the word of God that's preached to you.
Así que reciban el saludo del pueblo del Señor de Cúcuta.
So I send greetings to you from the church there in Cúcuta.
Hace 12 años estoy allí en el oficio de pastor.
12 years that I've been pastoring there at the church.
Y el pueblo del Señor envió ese saludo y están orando por estos servicios.
And the people there send their greetings and they've been praying for this service.
Igualmente, allí en Colombia hay miles de creyentes del mensaje del séptimo ángel.
And in Colombia there is thousands of believers of this message.
A lo largo de norte a sur, de oriente a occidente.
From the north to south, east and west.
En los pueblos pequeños, las ciudades grandes.
In the smallest towns and in the bigger cities.
En los valles, en los desiertos y en las montañas.
In the valleys, in the deserts, and in the mountains.
En las prisiones.
In prisons.
Allí en las tribus indígenas.
Even in the indigenous tribes.
Hasta en la selva, el evangelio ha llegado.
Even in the jungle, the gospel has gone to
allí
those places.
Hay creyentes.
There are believers there.
Que están bajo la misma sangre que usted y yo estamos.
That are under the same blood that you and I are
que
under.
Que han recibido al mismo Señor Jesucristo.
That have received the same Lord Jesus Christ.
Que han abrigado en sus corazones la fe de este mensaje del tiempo del fin.
They have received the faith from this message, the end time message.
Y que al igual que ustedes son soldados de la cruz.
And just as you are, they are soldiers of the cross too.
Así que yo quisiera poner una carga sobre ustedes
so,
en esta noche.
I would like to charge, put a burden on your hearts.
Y es cuando usted haya orado por todas sus peticiones.
And it's after you've prayed for all your prayer requests.
Cuando haya orado por usted, sus hijos,
when
su esposa.
You've prayed for yourself, your children, your wife.
Su pastor.
Your pastor.
Su iglesia,
your church,
todas sus seres queridos,
all of
que no
your loved
Señor,
ones that have not come to the Lord,
y haya orado por todo aquel que le haya pedido que usted lo recuerde en oración,
and you have prayed for all those that have asked you to pray for them,
y sienta en su corazón el deseo de seguir orando,
and if you want to continue praying,
y diga Señor, por quién más pudiera orar,
and say Lord, who else could I pray for?
Acuérdese de nosotros.
Just remember us down there in Colombia. Amen.
Igual los hermanos de Colombia que supieron que íbamos a estar aquí.
And also the brethren there in Colombia that knew that we were going to be here.
Y que había, íbamos a pasar a saludarles.
And that we were going to be here to greet you.
Porque para mí el simple hecho de ver hijos de Dios.
Because for me, just the simple fact of seeing children of God.
De poder estrechar la diestra de compañerismo.
To be able to shake your hand
para
in
mí
fellowship.
Eso ya es un premio.
To me, that's a prize
eso
within
para
itself.
Mí ya es un honor.
That's an honor for me.
Así que me siento honrado en esta noche de estar entre ustedes.
Honored tonight to be here with you.
Y en la bondad del Señor me ha permitido ir a muchos lugares.
And by his goodness I've been able to visit different places.
Ahí a lo largo y ancho de mi país Colombia.
All around the country of Colombia.
Y también me ha permitido ir a otros países.
And also he has permitted me to visit other countries.
Y para mí es un honor siempre llegar ante el pueblo del Señor.
And to me it's always an honor to be in front of God's people.
Así que los hermanos pusieron esa carga sobre mis hombros.
So the brethren put that charge upon my shoulders.
Que donde fuese que llegáramos,
that wherever we go,
entregáramos los saludos.
That we give greetings.
Y que pudiéramos testificar de que la gracia del Señor,
and that we would be able to testify that the grace of God,
tiene creyentes en todos aquellos lugares.
That there's believers in all those places there.
Así que
amen.
Cumplo el encargo.
So I've just fulfilled that charge that they put on me.
Y antes de olvidarlo, quisiera preguntar cuántos envían saludos a los santos allí.
And before I forget who sends greetings to the saints there right now, because they're watching us right now.
Así que bueno, amen. Llevaré los saludos de parte
amen.
De
ustedes. So we send greetings to them. Amen.
Antes de ir a la palabra del Señor,
before we go to the word of the Lord,
voy a hacer una confesión.
I'm going to make a confession.
Traía estas notas.
I had written these notes.
Y este no es el sermón.
And this is not my sermon.
Este era mi saludo.
This was supposed to be my greeting.
Que acabé de darles.
That I just gave you.
En inglés.
But in English.
Pero como dijo un predicador una vez.
But as a preacher said one time.
Dijo allá en la habitación.
He said there in the room.
El Señor y yo.
The Lord and I,
sabíamos el mensaje.
We knew what we were going to say.
Dice, pero cuando llegué aquí,
but when I got to the pulpit,
solo el Señor lo sabe.
Only the Lord knew what I was going to say.
Así que, bueno, no perdí mi tiempo escribiendo esto.
I didn't waste my time writing these notes.
Fue una práctica en inglés.
It was a little English practice for me.
Le grabé un audio y se lo envié a mi hija, que sabe hablar inglés.
I recorded an audio, me reading this, and I sent it to my daughter who speaks English.
Y le dije que me hiciera las correcciones necesarias.
And I asked her, can you help me make the corrections?
Y cuando me las envió, ya me preocupé.
And when she sent them to me, the corrections, I got worried.
Y a lo que llegué aquí, y al llegar aquí,
and so when I got here,
dije mejor voy a ir seguro y voy a hablar en español.
I said, let me just speak in Spanish.
Reciban saludos de mi esposa y mis dos hijos.
My wife and my two children also send their greetings.
Con el permiso de las hermanas aquí.
And with the sister's permission here.
El Señor me dio la esposa más bella de todas.
The Lord gave me the most beautiful wife of all.
No me podía dar una mejor mujer a mí.
He could not have given me a better wife.
Era justo lo que yo necesitaba.
It was exactly what I needed.
Yo agradezco al Señor que Él la escogió en favor mío.
I thank God that He chose her in my favor.
Y me permitió entender que esa era su escogencia para mí.
And He allowed me to understand that that was what He chose for me.
Y cada día agradezco por eso.
And I thank God for that every
day. Y también
day.
Me dio, con el permiso del hermano Luis.
And it's also with the permission of Brother Luis.
Que tiene dos hijas.
Who also has two daughters.
Pero me dio la mejor de todas las hijas también.
He gave me the best of the daughters that I've ever.
Yo espero que usted no vaya a salir decepcionado esta noche.
I hope that you don't feel deception tonight.
Sino que ahí en la silla usted diga, no hermano, usted está equivocado.
But that you in your seat, you might say, no brother, you're wrong.
La mejor es la mía.
The best one is mine.
Así que todos saldremos satisfechos.
So we'll all be satisfied after that.
Y me dio un pequeño hijo porque tiene cerca de 4 años.
And I have also a little son because he's almost 4 years old.
La hija tiene 17.
My daughter is 17.
Y la razón de la diferencia entre los dos hijos de
edad.
And
the reason for the age difference between the two children.
Sería para un culto de testimonios.
It would be for another service, testimony
service. Pero hay un pequeño que también envía saludo para ustedes.
But he also sends his little greetings to you as well.
Quería hacerme una videollamada.
He wanted to video call me.
Para que yo le mostrara la iglesia.
So that I could show him the church.
Así que tuve que dejar el teléfono allí casi apagado.
But I had to leave my phone in there.
Él quiere ver a todos los hermanos cada lugar que voy.
He wants to see all the brethren wherever I go. Amen.
Así que bien, mis hermanos, esas son mis palabras.
Man, so those are my words, my greetings.
Ese es mi saludo para ustedes.
That is my greetings to you.
Mis palabras pasarán.
My words may fail,
pero queremos ir a la palabra del Señor en esta
noche.
We want
to go to the words of God that never fail,
porque su palabra no pasará.
Because His word will never fail.
Si son tan amables y se colocan en pie,
stand to our feet.
Saludamos a nuestro hermano Martín.
We greet Brother Martin back there, him and his family.
El hermano Luis me dijo que estaba por aquí con su familia.
Brother Luis told me that you were going to be here
y
with your
saludamos
family.
A los ministros del Señor.
And we greet all the ministers of the Lord.
Antes de ir a la escritura,
before we go to the scripture,
mientras usted abre el Salmo 103, por favor.
Let's go to Psalms chapter 103.
Agradezco al hermano Wade.
I appreciate Brother Wade.
Que estuvo predicando aquí con el intérprete en español.
Who was preaching here last year with Brother Luis, as Brother Luis was interpreting for him one service.
Un sermón que pudimos apreciar allí en nuestro tabernáculo.
And we were watching it there in Colombia, there at our church.
Y que en lo personal fue de bendición para mí.
And personally it was a blessing to me.
Así que agradecemos por eso,
so
hermano.
We thank you for that, Brother Wade.
Fue bueno verlo.
It was really good seeing you.
Y yo soy un convencido.
And I'm convinced
que no somos muchas, o podremos ser muchas iglesias.
We may have a lot of churches,
pero somos un solo cuerpo.
But we are only one body.
Y lo Amen. Que ustedes tienen,
what you have,
no lo tengo yo.
I may not have.
Y lo que yo tengo,
and
no
what
lo
I have,
ustedes.
You may not have.
Pero usted no necesita tener lo que yo tengo.
But you don't need to have what I have.
Yo no necesito tener lo que ustedes
tienen.
I don't
need to have what you have.
Mi mano izquierda no necesita ser mano derecha.
My left hand doesn't need to be the right hand.
Lo que necesitan es trabajar juntos.
What they need to do is work together.
Porque lo suyo es mío.
Because what yours is mine.
Lo mío es suyo.
And what's mine is yours.
Porque Amen. Somos un cuerpo.
Because we are one body.
Alrededor de toda
All
la vida.
Around the world. One body. Amen.
Vamos a leer la escritura en el Salmo 103.
Let's go to the scripture in Psalms chapter 103.
Quiero tomar un pensamiento de la palabra del Señor.
I just want to take a little thought here from the word of God.
Quisiera leerlo en español y nuestro hermano que lo lea también en inglés.
And I'd like to read it in Spanish and then our brother would read it in English.
Para algo que vamos a titular en esta noche.
Something that we're going to title tonight.
Métodos para sanidad divina.
Methods for divine healing.
Vamos a leer la escritura, Salmo 103, 1 al 3.
Psalms chapter 103.
Bendice alma mía a Jehová y bendiga todo mi ser su santo nombre.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bendice alma mía a Jehová y no olvides ninguno de sus beneficios.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Él es quien perdona todas tus iniquidades, el que sana todas tus dolencias.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases.
Vamos a leer el 4 y el 5 también.
Let's also read verses 4 and 5.
El que rescata del hoyo tu vida, el que te corona de favores y misericordias.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
El que sacia de bien tu boca, de modo que te rejuvenezcas como el águila.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
Vamos a orar.
Let us pray.
Padre amado y bondadoso Señor.
Loving, good Heavenly Father.
Nos reportamos humildemente para tu servicio.
Lord, we report for service humbly, Lord.
Dependiendo de tu gracia.
Only dependent on your grace.
Y de tu promesa, Señor.
And your promise, Lord.
Donde tú dijiste que
where you said
estarías con nosotros
that you
y en
would be
nosotros.
With us and even in us.
Todos los días hasta el fin del mundo, Señor.
All the days of our lives, Lord.
Padre, toma cuidado de tu palabra que hemos leído.
Lord, may you keep your word here, Father, that we just read.
Y que la inspiración del Espíritu Santo.
And that the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Que inspiró al escritor bíblico.
That inspired the writer here,
esa
Lord.
Esa inspiración que vino hoy para revelar esa escritura.
That inspiration that has come today to reveal the scripture,
que
Lord.
Esa inspiración sea con nosotros en esta noche.
That inspiration be with us, Lord.
Padre, y entonces esa palabra sea vivificada en nuestro corazón.
So that this word would be quickened to our hearts,
que ella
Father.
Corra y sea glorificada.
That it would be glorified in us, Lord.
Padre, y nosotros salgamos fortalecidos,
and
Señor.
That we would leave here, Father God, rejoicing.
Edificados en nuestra fe.
And full of faith, Father.
Padre, con una certeza suficiente en nosotros.
With a certainty within us, Lord.
De que podemos caminar sobre esta tierra.
Knowing that we can walk upon this earth.
Como vencedores hasta el día de tu venida.
As conquerors,
Señor.
Even unto your coming.
No sabemos lo que tú tengas almacenado en la gloria en beneficio nuestro.
Lord, we don't know what lies ahead of us for our benefit.
Pero sí sabemos que grandes cosas han sido prometidas para tu pueblo.
But we know that you've promised great things for your people,
Lord. Así que Padre, pedimos todo ello en beneficio nuestro.
So Lord, we ask for these things, Father God, for our benefit.
Y que al final la gloria sea tuya.
And that all the glory would be for you.
Y el beneficio para todos nosotros.
And that all the benefit would be for all of us.
Porque pedimos esto en esta noche,
because we ask these things tonight,
creyendo believing en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Tome
Amen.
Su lugar, por favor.
You may be seated tonight.
Bien, mis hermanos, quisiéramos hablar.
So, brethren, I want to speak tonight.
Sobre métodos para sanidad divina.
Methods of divine healing.
Cuando hablamos de sanidad divina,
when we talk about divine healing,
entendemos que sanidad es uno de los atributos del Señor.
We understand that divine healing is one of God's attributes.
El hermano Branham nos enseña que si hay enfermos,
Brother Branham teaches us that if there are sick people,
es porque hay sanidad.
It's because there is divine healing.
El hermano Branham nos enseña,
Brother Branham also teaches us,
que si el pez tiene aletas,
that if the fish has fins,
es porque hay agua para que él pueda nadar.
Because there's water for the fish to swim in.
El hermano Branham se apoyó en el Salmo 42.
Brother Branham would read from Psalms 42.
Para decirnos que si un abismo clama es porque en alguna parte hay algo que responde.
To tell us that if a deep is calling, there must be a deep to respond.
Al hermano Branham le hicieron una pregunta.
They asked Brother Branham a question.
Una persona le dijo, ¿habré pecado tanto que no pudiera ser restaurado?
And they asked him and said, Brother Branham, have I sinned so much that I can never be restored?
Y el hermano Branham le dijo a la persona.
And Brother Branham told that person.
Si en usted está el deseo de ser restaurado.
If within you is that desire to be restored,
es porque hay restauración para usted.
It's because there's restoration there for you.
Así que cuando hablamos de sanidad divina,
so when we talk about divine healing,
una persona que no puede creer en sanidad divina,
a person that cannot believe in divine healing,
nunca podrá ser parte de la resurrección.
Can never be part of the resurrection.
Porque sanidad divina,
because divine healing
es resurrección.
Is resurrection.
Es arras de resurrección.
It's the down payment of our resurrection.
El hermano Branham nos dice también,
Brother Branham also tells us,
que la sanidad divina está basada en la fe.
That divine healing is based upon faith.
Y usted y yo sabemos por la escritura,
and you and I know that by scripture,
que la fe es una seguridad.
That faith is an assurance.
Que la fe es una certeza.
Faith is an assurance.
Que la fe es revelación.
Faith is a revelation.
Que fe no es conocimiento,
faith is not just knowledge,
sino que fe es la vida,
but faith is the life.
Fe es aquello que viene sobre ese conocimiento.
Faith is what comes upon that knowledge,
para que eso pueda entrar en acción,
so that could go into action.
Fe, esa revelación es el estímulo.
That revelation is the stimulation.
Es algo que no puede ser dado por carne y sangre.
It's something that cannot be given by flesh and blood.
Fe es algo dado sobrenaturalmente.
Faith is given to you supernaturally.
El hermano Branham dice en las siete edades de la iglesia,
Brother Branham says in the church age book,
que si usted quiere fe,
that if you have faith,
dice, levante sus manos y pídale a Dios.
He says raise your hand and ask God.
Y también nos enseña el profeta de Dios,
but the prophet of God also teaches us,
que usted debe pedir más que cualquier cosa,
that beyond anything else you should ask,
debemos pedir revelación.
We should ask for revelation.
Amen. Revelación,
revelation. Revelation.
Revelación es vida.
Revelation is life.
Revelación es la sustancia.
Revelation is a substance.
Ahora, cuando ustedes, por lo menos allí en Sudamérica.
So when, for example, there in South America.
Bueno, en Centroamérica también.
In Central America as well.
Cuando usted hace un caldo, una sopa.
When you make a soup or a certain type of broth.
Usted pone allí una porción de carne.
You put maybe a little portion of meat in it.
Y la porción de carne es importante. En el plato, ¿verdad?
And that portion of meat is an important piece of the soup.
That's right, man.
Pero cuando usted hace aquella sopa,
but when you make that soup,
usted no pone la carne para comerse la carne.
You don't put the meat in there just to eat the meat.
Sino que esa carne suelta una sustancia.
That meat loosens, it lets go of a substance.
Eso es lo que le da el sabor.
It's what gives the broth or the soup its flavor.
Es algo que no se ve.
It's something that you don't see.
Pero es algo que usted sabe que está ahí.
But it's something that you know it's there.
Que no tendría sentido los demás ingredientes.
That the other ingredients would not taste well.
Si no tuviera ese sabor especial.
If that substance was not in there.
Ahora nosotros podemos deleitarnos con una buena porción de la palabra.
Now we could eat
eat a great portion of the word.
Y tener un buen pedazo de carne.
And have a big piece of meat.
Del cual pudiéramos sacar muchas cosas de la escritura.
In which we could take out a lot of things from that word.
Pero si no tiene esa sustancia,
but if that substance isn't there,
entonces no tiene sentido.
Then there's no sense in it.
Nos embaleceríamos.
Totally. We would just be haughty
porque
about
la letra
it.
Nos puede matar.
Because letter killeth.
Pero necesitamos la revelación.
But we need revelation.
Eso es lo que hace que aquello cobre vida.
That's
nosotros.
What gives us life.
Y esa es la revelación, la fe.
And that revelation and faith is a revelation.
Ahora, sanidad divina está basada en la fe.
Now divine healing is based on faith.
Sanidad divina no está basada.
Divine healing is not based on.
En lo que usted siente.
On what you feel.
Sino en lo que usted crea.
But on what you believe.
Ahora, a los santos de las edades.
Now the saints throughout the church ages.
Les fue requerido entregar su vida física.
It was given. They had to give their life physically.
Ellos podían ver a su enemigo así. Literal.
They could see their enemy literally, physically.
A las mujeres les prendían su cabello en brea, les soltaban brea y les prendían fuego.
The women, they would light their hair on fire.
Los tiraban a un coliseo romano para ser asesinados por leones.
They would throw them in a coliseum full of lions.
Ellos podían ver a su enemigo.
They could see their enemy physically.
Ahora, pero cuando venimos a nuestro día,
but in our day,
tal vez no tengamos que pasar por eso por ahora.
We may not have to go through those things that the saints of old did.
¿Verdad? Pero hay algo.
But there's something.
Y es que como nosotros no podemos ver o palpar a nuestro enemigo,
and it's because since we can't see our enemy
a nosotros
physically,
nos es demandado algo.
We're asked for something.
Que no se ve.
For something
yes.
That we can't see.
Y eso es and that, only belief.
And that's solo creer or only believe.
Eso es, ese era el canto que dice el hermano Branham le gustaba al ángel del Señor.
Brother Branham said that was the song that the angel of the Lord loved.
Usted y yo necesitamos solo creer.
All you and I need to do is only believe.
Pero no creer acá.
But not believe up here.
Pero creer con el corazón.
But believe with your heart.
Recibir aquella sustancia.
Receive that substance.
Eso que no se puede explicar.
That thing that you can't explain.
Porque una revelación no se explica.
Because a revelation you really can't explain it.
Una experiencia con Dios no tiene explicación.
An experience, a true experience with God, you really can't explain it.
Es algo que es una sustancia.
It's something that's a substance.
Que solo aquel que la ha recibido.
That only the one that has received it.
Cuando escucha a otro hablar de eso.
When they hear of another person speaking of that same thing.
Se puede identificar.
They can identify themselves with that.
Porque él sabe de qué está hablando.
Because he knows what he's talking about.
Ahora cuando hablamos de métodos para sanidad divina.
So when we talk about methods of divine healing.
Un método es una manera ordenada.
A method is something that's orderly.
Es una forma sistemática de hacer algo.
It's a systematic way of doing something.
Para lograr un resultado.
To be able to come to a result.
Para tener un efecto.
To have an effect.
Es un procedimiento para alcanzar algo.
It's a process that we may obtain something.
Ahora el Señor.
Now the Lord.
El hermano Branham dice.
Brother Branham says.
Que si Dios sanó a alguien en base a la fe.
That if God healed someone on the basis of faith,
la primera vez,
the first time,
dice, él tendrá que sanar siempre de la misma
he said
manera.
He'll always have to heal the same way.
Él no puede cambiarlo.
He can't change it.
Como lo hizo la primera vez, fue la mejor manera.
Just as he did it the first time, that was the best way.
Y él lo hará siempre de
and
la misma manera.
And he'll always do it the same exact way.
Ahora, el profeta del Señor,
now the prophet of the Lord,
dice que cuando usted requiere sanidad divina,
tells us that when you need divine healing,
y usted y yo venimos para que oren por nosotros,
and you and I come so that they may pray for you.
Aquí tengo yo los extractos.
Well, I have here the quotes.
Y el hermano Branham dice,
and Brother Branham says,
que no es la fe del pastor la que lo sana a usted.
That it's not the pastor's faith that heals you.
Sino que es la obediencia.
But it's the obedience
que nosotros podemos tener de la palabra del
Señor. That we have to the word.
Amen. That's right, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Dice el profeta del Señor.
Brother Branham says.
Dice, cuando su pastor ora por usted.
He says, when your pastor prays for you.
Usted pudiera decir.
You may be able to say.
Bueno, él no debe ser un hombre de Dios.
He may not, or may not be a man of God.
O Dios hubiera escuchado su oración.
Or God would have heard his prayer.
Y el profeta dice, ¿y qué de la fe suya?
And the prophet says, but what about your faith?
Es la fe suya.
It's your faith.
La que toca a Dios.
That touches God.
No precisamente la oración de él.
Not your pastor's prayer.
Usted está obedeciendo la palabra de
you
Dios.
You are obeying the word of God.
Y cuando usted obedece la palabra
and
de Dios.
And when you obey the word of God,
Dios está en la obligación.
God is obligated.
De contestarle.
To answer.
Si usted cree en él.
If you believe in him.
El asunto está en usted.
The thing is that thing lies it's on you.
No culpe al otro.
Don't fault the other person.
Dios muestra señales y maravillas.
He always shows us miracles and signs.
Y milagros y todo.
And wonderful things.
Pero parece que la gente.
But it seems like the people.
No capta lo que eso es.
They can't seem to realize what that is.
Quiero leer otro extracto aquí.
And I want to read one more quote here, another quote.
En el mensaje de Dios en su pueblo.
In the message God and his people.
Dice, yo creo también en Santiago 5:14.
He says, I also believe in James 5:14.
En donde dice, si hay enfermos entre vosotros.
Where it says that if they're sick among you.
Llamen a los ancianos de la iglesia.
Let them call upon the elders of the church.
Y que les unjan con aceite y oren por
ellos. And that they would be anointed with oil and they pray for them.
La oración de fe salvará al enfermo.
The prayer of faith shall heal the sick.
Y si hubiere cometido pecado, les serán perdonados.
And if he had committed any sin, they would be forgiven.
Dice, ese es el trabajo de todo ministro cristiano.
That is the work that every minister should exercise.
Cada ministro del evangelio,
every gospel called minister,
tiene el derecho de orar por su congregación.
Has the right to pray for their congregation.
Y ellos tienen el derecho.
And they have the right
de creerle a Dios y ser sanados.
To believe God and be healed.
La sanidad divina,
divine healing,
no pertenece a un hombre,
does not belong to one man
o a un grupo,
or to a certain group.
Pertenece,
it belongs
a todas las personas,
to everybody.
El don de sanidad,
the gift of healing,
no fue dado,
was not given
para ser enviado,
to just be sent,
a tener grandes campañas de sanidad,
to have great healing campaigns
por todo el país,
all over the country.
Está bien que lo hagan.
That's okay if that
pero,
is done.
Pero ese no es el propósito.
But that was not the purpose.
Debiera.
It should be
haber una campaña de sanidad.
There should be a divine healing campaign
en cada iglesia,
in every church.
Todo el tiempo.
Every time they
en
meet.
Acción en todo sentido.
In action every time.
Ahora, en esta noche,
so tonight,
pudiéramos decir,
we could say
que tenemos una pequeña campaña de sanidad,
that we are having a little campaign for divine healing.
En una iglesia.
Here in a church.
Y eso no es porque yo esté aquí.
And that's not because I'm here.
O porque usted esté aquí.
Or because you're here.
Sino porque el Señor está
aquí. But
it's
because God is here.
Y donde está la vida, no puede estar la muerte.
And where life is, death cannot reign there.
Donde está el sanador, no puede estar la
enfermedad. Where the healer is, there cannot be sickness.
Dice el profeta del Señor.
The prophet of the Lord says.
En otro mensaje.
In another message.
Pero el problema,
but the problem
es que la gente no es instruida,
is that the people are not properly instructed.
Se van y se derrotan.
They go and they fail.
Y ese mismo diablo parado ahí,
and that same devil that's standing
tomará
there
posesión otra vez,
will take possession once again.
Dice, cuando Dios les dice,
he said, when God tells you
cualquier cosa en esta plataforma,
something from this platform,
por medio de su espíritu,
by his spirit,
bajo inspiración,
by inspiration,
no duden eso,
don't doubt that,
o una cosa peor vendrá sobre ustedes,
or a worse thing would come upon you.
Él lo dijo.
He said it.
Jesús dijo.
God, Jesus said.
El postrer estado de ese hombre,
the latter state of that man,
será siete veces peor de lo que era al principio.
Seven times worse than it was originally.
¿Es correcto eso?
Is that correct?
Cuando el espíritu inmundo salió del hombre,
when the foul spirit left the man,
él anduvo alrededor
the unclean
secos,
spirit, he walked around dry places.
Regresa con otros siete diablos
but
más.
But he comes back with others with other devils.
Así
that's
que no duden.
So please do not doubt.
Quédense con ellos.
Stay with it.
Díganlo en serio en su corazón.
Say it in your heart.
Digan no, Señor.
Say yeah, no, Lord.
A ver, vamos a decirlo.
That we're going to say it.
Dígale usted al diablo no.
Tell the devil no.
No.
I don't know.
No. No.
Diga usted en su corazón no.
You say it in your heart. No.
No hay razón para que el enemigo permanezca.
There is no reason that the enemy should stay. As since the word has gone forth.
Y usted es un creyente.
If you're a believer.
No porque usted lo sienta.
Not because you feel it.
Sino porque usted puede creer.
But because you can believe it.
Y sabe que la inspiración de la palabra está allí para confirmar.
And you know that the inspiration of the word is there.
Entonces usted dice no.
And you say no.
Le dice a ese enemigo no.
And you tell the enemy no, no.
No seré movido de mi fe.
I will not be moved from my faith. It does not matter how sick I feel.
Eso no tendrá nada que
that
ver
has
con
nothing
ello.
To do with it.
Entonces,
so,
cuando usted menos piense,
when at the least you expect
usted
it,
será limpiado.
You will be cleansed.
Y todo
and,
estará bien.
And everything will be all right. Amen.
Ahora, leemos estas escrituras o estos extractos.
So we read these scriptures.
Porque nosotros necesitamos siempre tener claridad.
Because we need to have clarity.
De cómo funciona la sanidad divina.
Of how divine healing functions.
De cómo es que el Señor.
How is it that the Lord.
Y de ahí nuestro título.
And that's where our title comes from.
Cómo el Señor tiene múltiples maneras.
How the Lord has multiple ways.
El profeta habló de la multiforme gracia de Dios.
God, the prophet spoke of the of multifaction of God.
Y sanidad divina no es la excepción.
And divine healing is not an exception.
El Señor tiene múltiples.
God has multiple ways
de sanar al enfermo.
Of healing the sick.
Usted no puede esperar solamente una forma.
You can't just wait for a certain way.
Nosotros no podemos encerrar a Dios en un cuadrado.
We can't close God in a box.
Pero sí sabemos que él.
But we know that he
se sujeta a su palabra.
He subjects himself to his own word.
Y deseamos considerar en esta noche.
And we need to consider tonight.
A través de la palabra.
Through the word.
Los métodos que el Señor tiene.
The methods that God has.
Para sanar al enfermo.
To heal the sick.
Y nosotros sabemos.
And we know.
Que si él lo hizo ayer
that
de una
if he
manera,
did it yesterday in a certain way.
Él lo puede hacer hoy de la
he
misma
is capable
manera.
To do it today.
Si él utilizó
in another way.
Si él utilizó muchos métodos atrás.
If he used different methods back then.
Él es el mismo ayer.
He is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Él es el mismo hoy y mañana.
And today and tomorrow.
Eso no es solo un lema de una campaña de sanidad.
That is not just a campaign slogan.
Eso no es solo algo que nos sabemos de memoria.
That is not just something that we learned by heart.
Eso tiene que ser una sustancia.
That has to be a substance.
Eso tiene que ser una esencia
that has
en el corazón del creyente.
An essence in your heart.
Dice
as a
el
believer.
Profeta dice, no temáis que yo soy.
The prophet says, don't fear because I am.
La gente dice,
and the people say,
ese hombre tiene una mente poderosa.
That man has a powerful mind.
No, no es eso.
No, it's not that.
Dice, toda esta gente es gente común.
All these people here are common people.
Y no importa,
and it doesn't matter
cuánto Cristo me unja a mí,
how much Christ anoints me.
Él los tiene que ungir a ustedes
he has
también,
to also anoint you
para que ustedes lo crean.
So that you may believe it.
Ahora Dios nos envió un tremendo mensaje.
So God has sent us a great message.
Dios nos envió un tremendo profeta.
God has sent us a great prophet.
Y nosotros por la gracia del Señor creemos aquello.
And us by the grace of God we believe
y hemos
that.
Caminado todo este tiempo.
And we have walked all this time.
Creyendo que este mensaje es la revelación de Jesucristo.
Believing that this message is the revelation of
creemos
Jesus Christ.
Que esta es la presencia de Jesucristo entre su pueblo.
Believing that this is the presence of Jesus Christ among his people.
Y entonces si lo vemos y creemos de esa manera.
And so if we see it and believe it that way.
Entonces sabemos que Dios es el mismo.
We know that God is the same.
Y el ungimiento del mensaje y la palabra están perfectos.
And the anointing of the message and the word are so perfect.
Pero no es suficiente.
But that's not sufficient.
Saber todo ello.
To know all that.
Es necesario.
But it's necessary.
El ungimiento de este mensaje.
To have the anointing of this message.
El ungimiento del Señor Jesucristo.
That the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
El ungimiento que trajo aquella nube gloriosa.
Espera un momentico, hermano. That the anointing of that great cloud.
Que el ungimiento de la gran columna de fuego.
Or that the anointing of the pillar of fire.
Que ese ungimiento que inspiró esta Biblia.
Or that anointing that inspired the Holy Word.
Ese ungimiento que la reveló en este día.
Or that anointing that revealed it in this day.
Es absolutamente necesario.
It's absolutely necessary.
Que ese ungimiento esté en usted y en mí.
That anointing is in you and I.
Para que esa palabra produzca,
so that that word would produce
la misma clase de vida,
the same type of life.
Traiga el mismo efecto,
that it would have the same effect.
Y entonces usted y yo,
and so you and I,
seremos las epístolas vivientes.
We would really then be living epistles.
Seremos aquella cuarta Biblia que ha sido prometida.
That fourth Bible that's been promised.
Porque eso que está en este libro,
because what's in this book,
eso que estuvo en las estrellas,
and what was in the stars,
eso que estuvo en aquella gran pirámide,
what was in that great pyramid,
eso tiene que estar ahí en usted,
that
y
has
en
to
mí.
Be in you as well.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
El profeta dice,
the prophet says,
si él viene,
if he comes
esta noche,
tonight,
y nos unge a todos,
and he anoints all of us,
dice, oh, eso es lo que yo quiero ver.
Oh, that is what I want to see, he says.
Es la unción del Espíritu
it's
Santo
the anointing
en esta
of the Holy Spirit in this church.
Sobre esta gente,
over these people.
Él será Cristo entre ustedes.
He will be Christ in you.
Ahora yo quisiera preguntarles.
Now, I would like to ask you.
Sinceramente.
In sincerity.
¿Cuántos desean que en esta noche,
how many desire tonight,
Cristo esté entre nosotros?
That Christ would be amongst us.
Amen.
Muy bien.
Amen. Good.
Así que hoy no es por morir en el Coliseo Romano.
So today we're not going to die in the Roman Colosseum.
Hoy no es por correr rápidamente para que un león no nos devore.
We're not going to run away from a lion.
Hoy no es por la inteligencia y la sagacidad de la edad de la reforma.
Today is not because of the intelligence intelligence that we may have.
Hoy es por la fe.
Today is because it's by faith.
Hoy no es porque papá lo dice.
Not because my dad says it.
Perdóneme lo que voy a decir ahora.
Forgive me what I'm going to say.
No es solamente.
It's not only.
Porque la Biblia lo dice.
Only because the Bible says so.
Porque cualquier persona puede repetir
because,
eso.
Because anybody could repeat the same thing that the Bible says.
No es solamente.
It's not only.
Porque el mensaje lo dice.
Because the message says it.
Es.
It's.
Porque eso está en nosotros.
Because that is in you.
Y entonces usted sabe que él lo ha dicho.
And you know that he said it.
Que ese Dios de la historia.
That God of history was taken out of history and has been announced for the future ages as well. But that he's also in the present as well.
Amen.
Entonces el hermano Branham dice,
so Brother Branham says,
en este extracto que leí,
in this quote that I just read,
que necesitamos seguir las instrucciones de Dios.
That we need to follow God's instructions.
Mire, necesitamos seguir las instrucciones del Señor.
We need to follow the instructions of the Lord.
Cuando Job,
when Job,
el probado Job,
the Job who was tried,
nadie como él para ser probado.
Nobody, there was nobody like him to be tried.
Cuando yo siento que estoy siendo probado y me pongo triste.
When I feel that I'm being tried, I'm going through a trial and I get sad.
Siento que Job se para delante de mí.
I feel like Job standing in front of me. Smacks me.
A mí no se me han muerto 10 hijos.
I've never had 10 children who have died.
A mí no se me han perdido todas las propiedades.
I've never lost my properties.
Bueno, no tengo.
Well, I don't have properties.
Mi esposa no ha renegado del Señor.
My wife has not come and told me to curse God and die.
Y nunca he sufrido la enfermedad que sufrió.
And I've never suffered the sickness that Job went through.
Entonces, no hemos sido, yo no he sido suficientemente probado.
So I haven't been sufficiently tried.
Pero la razón de que Dios sacó a Job y lo probó y lo sacó.
But the reason why Job took Job and he tried him.
Es porque él siguió.
It was because he followed.
Las instrucciones del Señor.
The instructions of the Lord.
Entonces una cosa es una prueba y otra cosa es una reprensión.
So one thing is a trial and another thing is a punishment.
Si yo no sigo la instrucción y el requisito de Dios,
if I don't obey the instructions of God and the requirements of God,
no es una prueba.
That's not a trial.
Es una reprensión.
That's a punishment.
Yeah. Es disciplina.
It's discipline.
Pero cuando yo sigo la instrucción del Señor,
but when I obey the instructions of God,
entonces hay una promesa.
Then there is a promise behind that trial.
Por causa de que él me halló digno.
Because he saw that I would be worthy
de soltar algo contra mí,
to have something come
para
upon
que yo pueda subir un escalón
so that I could raise up another level closer to him.
Entonces, para sanidad divina,
so for divine healing,
es necesario seguir las instrucciones
it's
del Señor.
Necessary to follow God's instructions.
Ahora, ¿cuáles instrucciones?
Now, what instructions?
Dice el hermano Branham también.
Brother Branham says,
le mensaje Pablo, prisionero de Cristo,
in the message Paul, prisoner of
dice,
Christ,
normalmente el pueblo no recibe sanidad.
He said, the people don't normally receive divine healing.
Por falta de entendimiento. Normalmente el pueblo no recibe sanidad.
Normally the people do not receive divine healing.
Por falta de entendimiento.
Because of lacking understanding.
Entonces necesitamos tener suficiente entendimiento.
So we have to have sufficient understanding.
De la manera en que Dios trabaja.
Of the way God works.
A través de su palabra.
Through His word.
Y cómo esa palabra obra individualmente.
And how that word works individually within you.
Yo necesito conocer las instrucciones del Señor.
I need to understand what the instructions of God are.
Para eso usted y yo venimos a la iglesia.
That's why you and I come to church.
El hermano Branham dice,
Brother Branham says,
no estamos aquí para simplemente una celebración.
We're not here just for a celebration.
Dice, estamos aquí para saber dónde estamos parados.
We're here to know where we're standing.
El hermano Branham dice,
Brother Branham says,
que toda iglesia tiene tres clases de creyentes.
That every church has three types of believers.
Y el hermano Branham dice,
and Brother Branham says,
que el 80% de la gente que viene a la iglesia,
that 80% of the people that go to church,
no sabe a lo que viene.
Do not even know why they go to church.
Ahora, eso es lo que el profeta dice.
Now that's what the prophet said.
Yo quisiera pensar que no fuera así en esta noche.
I would not want to think that it's that way here tonight.
Pero si tal vez hubiese alguien que no sabe a qué ha venido a la iglesia.
But if there's somebody here that does not know why you're here.
Y usted tiene alguna necesidad.
And you have a need.
Algún problema de salud.
Or a health issue.
Algún problema en su casa.
Or a problem in your house.
Cualquier tipo de adversidad o aflicción.
Whatever affliction or adversity in your house,
usted no está por casualidad aquí.
Know that you're not here for just to be here.
Pero si usted requiere algo del Señor,
but if you need something from God,
usted no tiene por qué irse vacío.
You don't need to leave here empty.
Ni pensar que Dios es miserable para darle a usted.
Or think that God is too miserable to give you something.
Eso sería como un pececillo en el océano.
That would be just like a fish in the ocean.
Pensando que no puede beber suficiente agua.
Thinking in himself that he can't drink enough water.
Porque de pronto se le acabaría el agua para
because
él.
If he drank too much water, then the whole ocean would go dry.
En los graneros de Egipto.
Or a mouse in the granaries of Egypt.
Pensando que si come mucho grano, se le va a agotar.
Thinking that if he eats a lot of grain, that all the granaries would finish
como
up.
No se le puede agotar el agua al pez.
Just as the water cannot finish up for the fish.
Como no se le puede agotar el grano a aquel ratoncito.
Just
en los
as the grain can't finish up for the mouse.
Usted.
You.
Óigame bien.
Listen to me.
Usted.
You.
Sí, sí. Usted.
You.
Usted.
You.
Y yo.
And I.
Todos.
All of us.
Nunca.
Never.
Nunca.
Never.
Podremos agotar.
Can ever.
Las misericordias.
Extinguish God's mercies.
Los favores del Señor.
The favors of God.
¿Por qué no recibís?
So why don't you receive
porque
them?
Porque no sabéis pedir.
Because you don't know how to ask.
¿Y por qué no pedís?
And why don't you ask?
Porque no crees.
Because you don't believe.
¿Y por qué no creemos?
And why don't you believe?
Porque la fe viene
because
por
our faith
oír la
comes
palabra.
By hearing and hearing of the word of God.
No solo venir y dejar que la palabra salga.
Don't only just listen and let the word just come go.
Sino apersonarse de esa palabra.
But grab onto that word.
No decir, oh, eso fue para mi hermano.
Don't say, oh, that was just for my brother.
Y traer el la sombrilla al culto.
And bring your umbrella to the service.
Sino quitarse la sombrilla.
But pull down the umbrella.
Y estar atento
and
allí.
Be ready.
Como aquel jugador de fútbol americano.
Just as that football player.
O aquel tenista que
or that person that's playing tennis.
Y todo lo que el Señor tiene.
Everything that God has.
El ungimiento de
the anointing of the word. The inspiration of the word. You're there ready to receive and grab a hold of that. That is not for him. That is not for the sister. That is for me. There's nobody else. That is just for me and him. The my Lord and I. This is a holy union. This is an invisible union. Nobody sees it. But him and I. And we can, this is a relationship of love.
Él y yo.
Him and I.
Él y yo.
Him and I.
Yo y él.
Me and him.
Y todo lo que él tiene
and
para
everything
mí.
That he has for me.
Todo eso es mío.
All that is mine.
El gran Shaddai.
The great Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
The breasted one.
Para que el niño,
so that the child. The baby in Christ.
Amante,
can be drink.
Instrucciones,
and feed.
Instrucciones.
And feed. Amen.
Un bebé,
a baby,
no se pone a pensar,
does not sit there and think,
que la leche de mamá se le va a acabar.
That my mom's milk is going to finish up.
¿Será que mamá comió lo suficiente?
I wonder if mom ate enough.
Y cuando yo vaya a beber de
and,
su pecho,
and then when I go drink from her breast,
¿habrá algo que salga?
Will there be something to come out?
No, pero pobrecita mamá debe estar cansada.
Well, maybe my mom is tired.
Él no piensa eso.
He does not think that.
Hay un abismo que clama en él.
There's a deep calling in him. Amen. ¿Qué dijo?
Hay un abismo que clama en él.
There's a deep that's calling in him.
El bebé nace.
The baby is born.
Nunca ha estado fuera de su madre.
He's never been out of his mom's
pero
womb.
Nunca se ha pegado de esa teta.
But he's never grabbed a hold of that breast.
Él nunca ha tenido contacto con los pechos de mamá.
He's never grabbed a hold of mom's breast.
Pero hay algo en él.
But there's something in him.
Él no lo razona.
He does not reason it.
Él no se pone a analizarlo.
He does not try to analyze
él solo sigue
it.
Aquello.
He just follows what
y él
he knows.
A buscar con su nariz.
He starts to maybe smell.
Sus ojos pueden estar cerrados.
His eyes may be closed.
Pero él empieza a buscar, a buscar,
and he,
a buscar,
and he
a buscar.
Starts looking and looking and looking.
Él va directo.
And he goes directly to mom's chest. And he knows where to put his mouth. And there's something in him that makes him suck and suck and suck until he is satisfied. Amen.
Él es el gran Shaddai.
He is the great El Shaddai.
Usted no tiene que razonar nada esta noche.
You don't have to reason anything
usted
tonight.
Usted solo tiene que dejarse llevar por esa inspiración.
Is just let go and be carried away by that
que
inspiration.
Dios trae a usted.
That God gives you.
No a la hermana.
Not to the sister.
No al hermano.
Not to the brother.
A usted.
To you.
A mí.
To me.
Y es un abismo que clama.
And it's a deep that's calling.
Es un abismo que tiene que responder.
And there's a deep that has to respond.
Necesitamos seguir las instrucciones del
we
Señor.
We have to obey the instructions of God.
Dice el Salmo 103 que leímos.
Psalms 103 that we just read.
Que él es
it says
el que sana todas sus dolencias.
That he heals all thy diseases. Amen. Amen.
Ese es el Salmo 103.
That's Psalms 103:3.
Él rescata del hoyo su vida.
He redeemeth the life from thy destruction.
Él nos corona de favores y misericordias.
He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Él es el que sacia de bien nuestra boca.
He satisfies thy mouth with good things.
Él es el que nos rejuvenece como el águila.
So that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Esa es una promesa.
That is a promise.
Que sigue vigente hoy.
That is still with us today.
Ese es un método de sanidad.
That is a method of healing.
Y es que él prometió ser su sanador.
He promised to be your healer.
Él prometió ser todo para usted.
He promised to be everything for you.
Si usted y yo le damos todo para él.
If you and I give ourselves to him.
Si usted solo le da su fuerza a Dios como Sansón.
If you only give your strength to him like Samson.
Él solo podrá usar su fuerza.
He can only use your strength.
Y si le damos el corazón a Dalila.
But if we give our hearts to Delilah.
Entonces Dios nunca va a usar nuestro
Delilah
corazón.
Delilah will never God will never use our heart.
Pero si le damos todo lo que somos al Señor.
But if we give our everything to God.
Él será todo para
he
usted,
will be all to
usted.
You and in you.
Salmo 107.
Psalms 107.
Vamos a mirar unos métodos rápidamente en la escritura.
Let's just look at a few methods in scripture real quick.
Salmo 107:20.
Psalms 107 verse 20.
Dice, envió su palabra y lo sanó.
He sent his word and healed them.
Fíjese usted, envió su palabra y lo sanó.
He sent his word and healed
y los libró de sus ruinas.
And delivered them from their destructions.
Ahora dice la escritura que los judíos buscan señales.
So the Bible says that the Jews look for signs.
Que los griegos buscan sabiduría.
And the Greeks, they look for wisdom.
Jesús estaba ministrando entre el pueblo de Israel.
And Jesus was ministering among the people of Israel.
Y en una ocasión llegó un soldado romano.
And there was a Roman soldier that came by.
Un centurión.
A centurion.
Y tenía un siervo enfermo.
And he had a sick man that,
y entonces le pidió al Señor que sanara a su siervo.
And he asked the Lord to heal his servant.
Y Jesús le dijo, muy bien, vamos a tu casa.
And the Lord said, let's go to your house.
Pero aquel hombre,
but that man,
oído,
by ear,
aquel hombre,
that man,
no sabía lo que la escritura decía.
He did not know what the scripture said.
Pero había algo en él.
But there was something in him
podía reconocer
that he could recognize
Jesús.
Who Jesus
y él
was.
Dijo, no es necesario que vayas a mi casa.
And said, it's not necessary that
solamente
you come to my house.
Envía la palabra.
Just send your word.
Solo di la palabra.
Just send your word.
Y mi siervo sanará.
And my servant shall be healed.
Y Jesús se admiró de aquello.
And Jesus admired that.
Y él volteó a mirar a los los judíos.
And he looked at the Jews.
Y le dijo, ni siquiera en todo Israel.
And he said, in all Israel,
he hallado la clase de fe.
I haven't seen this type of faith.
Ahora aquel soldado.
Now that soldier.
Nunca probablemente había leído este verso.
Never probably read this verse in the Bible.
Que el Señor enviaba su palabra para sanar.
That God sent his word and healed him.
Pero había algo en él.
But there was something in him.
Cuando la inspiración viene.
That when inspiration comes.
Cuando la revelación
viene. That when a revelation comes.
El conocimiento no tiene validez.
Knowledge does not have any value
pero
then.
La revelación obrará de acuerdo a la palabra.
But revelation will work according to the
y
word.
Eso produjo sanidad.
And that produced healing.
En el mismo instante.
At that very moment.
Que el centurión confesó su fe en la palabra enviada.
That the centurion confessed his faith on the word.
Y que Jesús envió la palabra.
And that Jesus sent his word.
Lo sanó.
He healed him.
Y lo libró de
and he
ruina.
Delivered them from
usted y yo.
You and I.
No necesitamos.
We don't need.
Sabernos la Biblia o las cintas de memoria.
To know and to memorize all the scriptures or memorize quotes.
Hermano Branham, usted no conoce su Biblia.
Brother Branham, you don't know your Bible.
Dijo, es verdad.
He says that's true.
Dijo, pero yo conozco.
But I know.
Al autor de la
the
Biblia.
Author of the Bible.
Y eso lo cambia todo.
And that is what changes things.
Amen. Entonces Dios
so God
sana
heals
por medio de su palabra enviada.
According to his sent word.
Ahora si usted estuviese enfermo en esta noche.
Now if you are sick tonight.
Si usted estuviera pidiendo al Señor que lo sanara.
If you are asking God to heal you.
Ahora hoy estamos viviendo en un tiempo de gran confusión.
We're living in a great time of confusion.
En que la gente no sabe hacia qué lado correr.
Where people don't know where to run.
Si cubrirse su boca o no cubrirse.
Or to cover their face or not cover
si
their face.
Si confiar en lo que el médico dice o
to,
no confiar.
To trust in what the doctor says or not trust in what he says. Or to trust in a vaccine or not.
No sabemos ya qué hacer.
We don't even know what to do.
Y viene una enfermedad.
And here comes a sickness.
Y viene otra.
And another one.
Y nos dicen una cosa
and they
hoy,
tell
otra
us
mañana.
One thing today and another thing tomorrow.
Entonces, ¿de qué manera pudiéramos hallar sanidad?
So how can we receive healing?
Ahora recuerde,
now remember.
Tal vez el creyente.
That's the same thing
de
with a believer.
Usted no, pero yo sí.
Maybe not you, but,
cuando,
but me.
Cuando viene la enfermedad,
when a sickness comes.
Lo primero que hago,
the first thing that I do.
Es levantar el teléfono.
Is I pick up the phone
para llamar al seguro médico,
to call my insurance, health insurance company,
tarjeta, to, de mi vehículo,
to look for my car keys,
para ir corriendo al hospital,
to go to the hospital.
Pero yo quisiera en esta noche,
but I want to say tonight,
decirle que usted,
to tell you
ha llegado a un lugar,
that you've come to a place
donde por el Espíritu Santo,
where the Holy Spirit
es instruido,
has instructed
en medio
you
de la palabra,
and, through the word
para no fallar,
to not fail
y conocer,
and to know
al médico de médicos,
the doctor of doctors.
Y yo espero que usted en esta noche,
and I hope that you tonight can have the revelation in your heart that the great healer is amongst us. Now he's not close because he's near the pulpit. Because not a man cannot heal you. But he's close to you. Closer than even the shirt that you're wearing right now. Amen.
Entonces hay suficientes métodos de sanidad.
There's different types of methods of healing.
Muchas maneras en que Dios sana de la enfermedad.
Different ways that God heals.
Y usted encuentra una, Salmo 103.
And you find one here in Psalms 103.
Y es la promesa del Señor.
And it's the promise of God.
De que él es el sanador de nuestra enfermedad.
That he's the healer of all our diseases.
Y eso debería ser suficiente
and
para
mí. That should
mí
be sufficient for you and I.
Porque no es una promesa del hermano Luis.
Because it's not Brother Luis's promise.
O del hermano Samuel.
Or Brother Samuel's promise.
No es una promesa de William Branham.
It's not a promise even from Brother Branham.
Es una promesa de Dios.
It's a promise from God.
Es una promesa del sanador.
It's a promise from the healer himself.
Y eso debería ser suficiente.
And that
para
should be sufficient for you and I.
Pero si por si acaso no fuese suficiente.
But if that is not enough.
Entonces usted va al Salmo 107.
Then you go to Psalms 107.
Y la escritura dice que él envió su palabra.
And the scripture says that he sent his word.
¿Cuándo la envió?
When did he send it?
Oh, la envió esta noche.
Oh, he sent it tonight.
No.
No.
Antes de la fundación
before
del mundo.
Before the foundation of the world.
Cuando él inmoló el cordero.
When the lamb was slain.
Ahí en su mente.
There in his mind.
Y las estrellas y los hijos de Dios.
And the children of God were shouting for joy.
Desde allá la palabra de
there the word of healing was sent. The prophet said, God can't heal you today because he's already done it many years ago.
Entonces la palabra de sanidad ya fue enviada.
So the word of healing has already been sent.
Así que vamos a quitar la sombrilla en esta noche.
So let's pull down that umbrella.
Y vamos a brincar y vamos a echar
mano de la sombrilla. And let's jump and let's take a hold of that tonight.
Usted no va a salir con las manos vacías.
You're not going to come out of here with your empty hands.
Pero necesitamos ser como Ruth.
But we need to be like Ruth.
Ruth reposó a los pies de Boaz.
Ruth rested under Boaz's feet.
Ella descansó.
She rested
a los pies de su redentor.
At the feet of her redeemer.
En medio de una hora de oscuridad.
In the middle of a dark hour.
Y antes del amanecer,
and before the daylight came,
su redentor se levantó.
Her redeemer woke
la vio allí,
up, saw her there.
Se sorprendió.
He got surprised
de que alguien pudiera reconocer
that
al redentor.
Somebody could recognize her redeemer.
Le hizo extender su delantal.
And he extended his mantle, his robe,
y la
to her.
Llenó.
And covered her.
Para que llevara no solo para ella.
So that she would not just take just for her.
Sino que le llevara Noemí.
But that there would be sufficient for Noemí as well. When you come to the Lord.
Usted debe traer algo.
You bring something.
Usted trae su Biblia.
You take your
trae
Bible.
Su ofrenda.
You take your offering.
Pero debe traer su corazón.
But you also should take your heart.
Con todo lo que pueda traer.
With everything that you should take.
Y cuando usted se vaya de acá.
And when you leave this place.
Usted no se va a ir vacío.
You won't leave empty.
Usted va a llevar más de lo
you
que trajo.
More than what you brought.
Dice el hermano Brennan,
Brother Brennan said
y usted lo lee en la escritura,
that if you don't read the scripture,
que de la misma manera fue con la reina del sur,
that it was just the same way as the queen of the south.
Ella quería ir a ver la sabiduría de Salomón.
She wanted to see the wisdom of Solomon.
Y ella atravesó durante tres meses el desierto peligroso.
And she traveled 3 months just to go see that.
Pero ella no le importó.
But she didn't care.
Y Dios la guardó por causa de su fe.
And God kept her all those months because
ella,
of her faith.
Ella trajo lo mejor de su reino.
And she took the best of her kingdom.
Lo mejor que podía traer.
The best that she could take.
Ella no se guardó nada para traerle
al Señor. She did not keep anything to herself.
Y ella llegó y dejó todo.
And she took and left
dejó
everything. She left
Salomón.
Everything before Solomon.
Pero la escritura dice,
but the scripture says
que cuando ella se fue
that when she left
Salomón,
from Solomon's presence,
ella llevó más
she took more
de lo que había
than
traído.
What she had taken to Solomon.
Si usted y yo
if you and I
viniéramos cada vez a un culto,
come to a service
en medio de la batalla,
in the middle of a battle, maybe running, you're running late.
No te conformes con decir, ah, ya está tarde, ya no voy al culto.
Don't say, oh, it's already late, I'm not going to church.
Debiéramos venir.
You should just come.
Así fuera para llegar a la men final.
Even if you just come to the end of the service.
Así fuera para hacer la fila fuera.
Even if you just come to greet the
y darle
people.
La mano al hermano.
And give the brother, shake the brother's
y darle
hand.
La mano al pastor.
And shake the pastor's hand.
Y tener una palabra de ánimo
and,
de alguien.
And have a word from
porque
even somebody.
Afuera.
Because outside.
Con la incredulidad.
We are dealing with unbelief.
En el trabajo.
At work.
En el estudio.
At our schools.
En ocasiones hasta en la misma casa.
Even amongst our own household.
Y nos estamos ungiendo de cosas contrarias.
And we're anointing ourselves with contrary things.
Y usted cuida de que su celular no se descargue.
And you take care and you make sure that your cell phone does not get the charge doesn't go away.
Y cada vez que usted en la calle está andando en su diario vivir.
And when you're living daily your daily life.
Su vida espiritual se va descargando.
Your spiritual life also starts losing charge.
Usted necesita conectarse
and you
a la
need to connect yourself to the fountain of life.
Y tal vez no tenga suficiente tiempo para orar.
And maybe you might not have enough time to pray.
Tal vez llegue tan agotado que no pueda leer su Biblia.
Maybe you're so tired that you can't read your Bible.
Tal vez ese día no pudo escuchar una cinta maybe, leer
that,
un mensaje.
Maybe that day you couldn't listen to the prophet.
Pero cuando usted viene,
but when you come
y puede atender la diestra de compañerismo,
and you can just shake someone's hand.
Y puede abrazar a su hermano.
And hug your brother.
Y la hermana puede abrazar a su hermana.
And the sister can shake the
hay
sister's hand.
De vida allí.
There is a fountain of life
no
there.
Solo en ese libro.
Not just in the book.
No solo en un mensaje.
Not just in a message.
En la vida
but the
de
life
Dios
of God
en su pueblo.
In his people.
Y cuando usted tiene contacto,
and when you have contact,
cuando usted se unta de un creyente,
when you get close to a believer,
está recargando en
you're
su energía.
Recharging yourself once
y usted
again.
Va a ir a casa.
And you'll go home.
Y en muchas de esas ocasiones,
and in many times,
usted va a sentir que recibió más.
You'll feel that you received more.
Que si hubiese estuviese sentado escuchando el culto.
That even if you were just here listening to the service.
En muchas ocasiones.
In many, many occasions.
Cuando yo estaba llegando al Señor.
When I was just coming to the Lord.
No quería venir al servicio.
I didn't want to go to church.
Había una batalla.
There was a struggle in me.
O algo me retrasaba.
Something would back me up.
Yo trabajaba los sábados hasta las 6 de la mañana del domingo. Mi turno era de noche.
I would work at night, so I would work on Saturdays and leave work at 6 a.m. the next day on Sunday.
Y tenía 3 horas para llegar a las 9 al culto.
And I had 3 hours to get to church at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Y solo me iba a demorar media hora hasta el lugar del culto.
And I would, it would take me 30 minutes to get to church.
Y si yo iba a mi casa,
and if I would go home,
tenía que ir a casa a cambiarme,
I had to go home
iglesia.
And change and go to church.
Y en una ocasión,
and in one instance,
el baño estaba ocupado y no me pude bañar rápidamente.
The bathroom, someone was in the bathroom and I couldn't take a shower.
Y llegué y me senté en una silla un momento.
And I sat there at the chair for a moment.
Y no había dormido en toda la noche.
I had not slept all night.
Y me quedé dormido.
And I fell asleep.
Y cuando desperté,
and when I woke up,
miré mi reloj.
I looked at my watch.
Y sabía que el culto ya estaba por terminar.
And I knew that the service was about to end.
Yo sentí tristeza.
I felt sad.
Y dije, perdí el culto.
And I said, oh, I can't believe I missed the service.
Pero en ese mismo momento algo vino a mí.
But at that moment something came to me.
Y dije, no.
And I said, no.
Yo llego así sea al amén.
I'm going to go even if at the last amen they say that.
Rápidamente me duché.
And I quickly took a shower.
Me vestí rápidamente.
I got dressed real fast.
Ese día no cogí el transporte público.
That day I didn't get on public transit.
Ese día tomé un taxi.
That day I took a taxi.
No me importó cuánto tuviese que pagar.
I didn't care how much I had to pay.
Y cuando llego a la puerta
de
la iglesia,
and when I got to the door of the church,
la iglesia estaba llena.
The church was full.
Había gente de pie atrás.
There was people all over.
Y en ese momento que yo logro entrar allí,
and at that moment that I went inside the church,
el predicador dice, vamos a ponernos de pie.
The preacher said, let's stand to our feet.
Oh, yo traté de sentirme un poco triste.
And I was trying to get sad.
Pero yo dije, no, señor.
But I said, no, Lord.
Ya llegué aquí.
I'm here now.
Hay algo para mí.
There's something here for me.
Yo solo levanté mis manos.
And I just raised my hands.
Y en la oración del predicador,
and the preacher's prayer.
Porque el culto no se termina.
Because the service does not end.
Hasta que se despide la gente.
Until the people are dismissed.
Usted nunca puede despreciar el final de un culto.
You cannot depreciate the end of a service.
Porque Dios está lidiando con alguien
because
hasta última
God
hora.
Is dealing with somebody even to the end.
Y en esa oración del predicador,
and at that prayer of
y,
that preacher,
y cuando cantaron ese último
and when they sang that last hymn,
yo estoy seguro,
I am sure.
Yo tuve una experiencia
I had
con el
an
Señor
experience
allí.
With the Lord right
y
there.
Estoy seguro
and I am sure
que recibí más
that I received more
que muchos de los que
than many of the ones that stood in the church the whole time.
Desde aquella ocasión,
from that time on,
yo entendí,
I understood
que el culto no se acaba hasta que se acaba.
That service doesn't end until it ends.
Cuando la gente se sienta a ver una película,
when people sit down to watch a movie,
hoy día es común los bonus track.
Today is a common thing to see bonus tracks on the DVD.
Sale
bonus features.
Sale el fin de la película.
The end of the movie.
Todos los créditos.
All the credits.
Y la
credits
gente
come up.
Ya no se levanta como antes.
And the people don't get up as they used to.
Porque después de que pasan todos los créditos.
Why? Because after all the credits have gone up.
Pasan escenas adelantadas de la siguiente, de la siguiente. De, ¿sí?
Yeah, they'll show scenes of like bloopers and different things at the end after the credits.
Y el que le gusta la película,
and the one that really likes that movie,
se queda ahí.
Will sit there, right there. Yep,
yep. Hasta último momento.
Even to the last minute.
Y hace una pregunta.
And they'll ask themselves a question.
¿Ya salió la siguiente parte?
Has the next part come out yet?
Cuando venimos al culto.
When we come to church.
Usted debe venir en expectativa.
You need to come with expectation.
Ya están orando para irnos.
¿Cómo?
Ya están orando para irnos.
Oh, you might be praying already so that we could leave.
Vamos a salir de primero al baño para no perderle el turno.
Well, let's go to the bathroom first.
Ya están cantando el último canto.
Oh, they're just singing the last song.
Voy a salir rápido antes de que un hermano se forme un trancón, un taco aquí.
I'm gonna leave first before there's a big old traffic here in the aisle.
Y ahí.
And right there.
Puede el Señor venir y
the Lord could just come and have something there right there for you.
Vayámonos como la reina del sur.
Let's go like the queen of the south.
Asegurémonos antes de salir por esa puerta.
Let's make sure that before we leave these doors.
Que estamos llevando más de lo que trajimos.
That we are taking more than what we brought. Amen.
Quiero avanzar un poco.
I'm gonna move on.
No quiero tomar demasiado tiempo.
I don't want to take up too much time.
Aunque el que más lejos vive aquí soy yo.
But even though the one that lives the furthest one is me.
Isaiah 53.
No
lo abra.
You don't need to go there, but.
Pero creo que todos conocemos Isaías 53.
But I know all of us know Isaiah 53.
Y sabemos que esa es la gran escena.
And we know that that's the great scene.
Donde se anunciaba el sacrificio de la cruz del Calvario.
Where the announcement of the great sacrifice of the cross of Calvary.
Creo que todos hemos leído Isaías 53.
And all of us have read Isaiah 53.
Pero hay algo que el hermano Branham nos dice.
But there is something that Brother Branham tells us.
Que nos ayuda.
That helps us.
Porque son métodos de sanidad.
Because those are methods of healing.
Tal vez hasta acá yo pudiera simplemente decir póngase en pie.
Maybe here I could just say stand to your feet.
Vamos a orar.
We'll just pray.
Y con lo que hemos hablado, yo sé que ya habría suficiente fe en usted.
And what I have spoken might already opened up enough faith in your heart.
Yo quisiera que su copa rebosara.
But I want your cup to overflow.
Yo quisiera que usted llevara más de lo que usted trajo.
I would want you to take more than what you brought.
Yo quisiera que el precio del gas que usted le puso a su vehículo.
I would want that the price of gas that you put in your vehicle.
No se pierda.
Would not go to waste.
Que la hora que usted dejó de trabajar por venir a la iglesia.
That the hour that you left a little early from work to come to church
no se pierda,
does not go to waste.
Sino que usted vaya en abundancia,
but that
en
you go
del Señor.
With an abundance of the blessings
y
of the Lord.
Profeta nos dice,
and the prophet tells us,
¿cómo deberíamos leer Isaías 53?
How should we read Isaiah 53?
Cuando usted lee la escritura,
when you read the scripture,
dice, ciertamente él llevó nuestras enfermedades.
He says he has... ¿cuál versículo, hermano?
Verso 4.
Verse 4, surely he had borne our griefs.
Pero el profeta dice,
and the prophet says,
cuando usted lee, ciertamente él llevó nuestras
when you
enfermedades,
read, surely he had borne our griefs.
El profeta dice, no se debería leer así.
The prophet said that we shouldn't read it that way.
Porque hoy la gente quiere leer el código secreto de la Biblia.
Because people would want to read the secret code of the Bible.
Para encontrar su nombre en la Biblia.
To find their name in the Bible.
Pero usted y yo,
but you and I,
tenemos que ver en todos los versos,
we need to see in every verse,
nuestro nombre escrito allí.
Our name written there.
Porque este libro,
because this book,
este libro,
this book,
no es un libro para un grupo.
It's not a book for a group.
No es un libro para una iglesia.
It's not a group for a book for
este
a church.
Libro,
this book
es para individuos.
It's for individuals.
Esta es mi Biblia.
This is my Bible.
Esta no es su Biblia.
This is not your Bible.
Su Biblia está ahí en
your,
su mano.
Your Bible is there in your hand.
Nadie conoce esta Biblia
nobody
como
knows
yo.
This Bible like I do.
Si el hermano Luis,
if Brother Luis,
me prestara su Biblia
would
para predicar,
let me borrow his Bible to
yo
preach,
me sentiría igual de
I would not feel comfortable
que con esta Biblia.
Than with my, this Bible.
Porque cuando yo abro la Biblia,
because when I open the Bible,
está la vida para mí.
There's life there for me.
Cuando yo abro esta página,
when I open this page,
esa página,
this page,
me recuerda una experiencia que yo tuve con el Señor.
Reminds me of the experience that I had
no,
with the Lord.
No esa Biblia.
Not that Bible.
No su Biblia.
Not your Bible.
No, su Biblia es una experiencia para usted.
No, your Bible. Your Bible is an experience for you.
Su Biblia,
your Bible,
su Biblia,
your Bible
fue escrita del Señor para usted,
was written from the Lord for you.
No para mí.
Not for me.
Esta Biblia,
this Bible
fue escrita
was
para
written
mí.
For me.
Esto es un libro personal.
This is a personal book. Amen.
Cuando yo leo la Biblia,
when I read the Bible,
yo veo,
I see
mi nombre,
my name
por toda la escritura,
all over the scriptures.
Yo no necesito el código secreto de la Biblia.
I don't need a secret code of the Bible.
Yo necesito una experiencia
I just
con
need
Dios.
An experience with God.
Yo necesito enamorarme de él.
I need to fall in love with him.
Y cuando yo leo la Biblia,
and when I read the Bible,
yo no leo de Abraham como si fuera otra persona por
I don't
allá.
Read about Abraham just as if he was just some other person over
yo
there.
Leo de Abraham,
I read about Abraham
como que es algo que me pasó.
As if there was something that happened to me,
me va a pasar,
and that it's going to happen,
o me está pasando
or that
ahora.
It's happening. Amen.
La historia de Abraham es como el muñequito de plastilina que me da una lección.
The story of Abraham is just like the little doll made out of clay.
Es la maqueta del arquitecto antes de hacer el edificio.
Or the little piece that the architect makes in clay before he actually makes the actual thing.
Entonces cuando yo leo Isaías 53.
And so when I read Isaiah 53.
No dice que él llevó nuestras enfermedades.
It doesn't say that surely he had borne our griefs.
El hermano Branham dice.
Brother Branham says.
Ponga su nombre allí.
Put your name there.
Amen. Right.
Entonces, abra Isaías 53.
And so, open Isaiah 53.
Usted tiene su Biblia.
You have your Bible.
Abra su Biblia.
Open your Bible.
Ahora, un consejo.
Now, let me just tell you.
Cuando venimos a la casa del Señor,
that when we come to the church,
necesito traer mi Biblia.
We need to bring our Bibles.
Amen. Porque en el ejército uno se come la comida con la cédula.
Because,
con la cédula. El documento de identidad.
El documento, okay. Because in
when you eat in the army, you sometimes have to eat with your license, driver's license or something.
Pero cuando venimos a la mesa,
but when we come to the table,
tenemos herramientas para comer.
You have your tools to eat with.
Cuando venimos a la casa del Señor,
when we come to church,
necesitamos la herramienta para alimentarnos.
We need the tool so that we may feed ourselves.
Y cuando usted lee Isaías 53,
and when you read Isaiah 53,
del verso 4,
from verse 4,
en adelante dice,
from verse 4 on up,
hubiese querido que usted lo leyera de su Biblia.
I wish you could read it from your Bible.
Dice, ciertamente,
it says, surely,
llevó él las enfermedades de Jorge Rivas.
He hath borne George Rivas' griefs.
¿Cómo dice su Biblia?
No, how does your Bible say it?
¿Cómo dice su Biblia?
How does your Bible say
¿cómo dice su Biblia?
How does your Bible say
a ver, ahora, yo sé, no,
now,
la, no la tenemos allí.
Now, I know maybe some of us may
pero,
not have
pero yo quiero
it,
que usted lo diga.
I want you to say it.
A ver, vamos a decirlo.
Let's say it.
El hermano Wade me dijo algo en la oficina.
Brother Wade told me something there
que,
in the office.
Me dio confianza.
They gave me some confidence.
Y dijo, estás en familia.
He said, you're amongst family.
Entonces yo quiero estar en familia.
And so I want to be amongst family.
Como estamos en familia.
Since we're amongst family.
Entonces mi familia.
Since you're my family.
Me va a ayudar esta noche.
My family will help me tonight. And you will say,
ciertamente,
surely,
no, ciertamente,
surely,
llevó él,
he
las enfermedades
hath borne
de Jorge Rivas,
Luis Yurego's griefs.
¿Ve usted?
Do you see?
Ahora coloque su nombre.
Now put your name there.
Ciertamente,
surely,
llevó en las enfermedades
he had borne Luis Urrego's griefs.
Sufrió los dolores de Jorge Rivas.
And carried Luis's sorrows.
Y Jorge Rivas,
and Luis's,
le tuvo por azotado.
Luis, we esteemed him stricken.
Por herido de Dios y abatido.
Smitten of God and afflicted.
Mas él,
but he,
herido fue,
was wounded.
Por las rebeliones de Jorge Rivas.
For Luis's transgressions.
Por las rebeliones de Samuel.
For Brother Samuel's transgressions. For Brother Wade's transgressions. For Brother Martin's transgressions. For Mary's transgression. From such and such. From each one of us transgressions. You have to identify yourself in the Word. He died for me. If you go in the rapture, it's me. The people will leave sad from the... And Brother Branham, it looks like you're the only one that's leaving.
Y él dijo, no, usted no entendió.
And he said, you don't understand.
Lo que yo quiero decir es que si uno se va,
what I'm trying to say is if you leave,
usted tiene que meterse en el cuadro
you ahí. Have to also put yourself in
y
the picture.
Leemos Isaías 53,
and when we read Isaiah 53,
él murió por mí.
He died for me.
Me sanó a mí.
He healed me.
Pagó por mí.
He paid for
me
my sins.
A mí.
He
me salvó a
he
mí.
Saved me.
Yo soy sido sanado por
I
él.
Am being healed by
yo
him.
Soy perdonado
I have
por
been
él.
Forgiven by
yo
him.
Soy redimido
I have been redeemed
yo
by him.
Usted,
I don't know about you,
pero yo sí.
But I have been.
Es una cosa personal.
It's a personal thing.
Ahora, cuando usted va a Santiago, capítulo 5,
now when you go to James chapter 4,
si la fe de alguien no le diera para tomar Salmo 103,
if somebody's faith can't grab Psalms 103
o el Salmo 107,
or Psalms 107
o Isaías 53,
or Isaiah 53,
entonces usted puede tomar Santiago 5,
then you can go to James chapter 5,
y puede llamar a los ancianos de la iglesia cuando
you,
está enfermo,
and you can call upon the elders of the church when you're sick,
y que lo unjan con aceite,
and that they would anoint you with oil,
y la oración de fe,
and the prayer of faith,
sanará al enfermo,
shall heal the sick,
y el Señor lo
and
levantará.
The Lord would raise them up.
Y no tome livianamente eso.
And don't take that lightly.
Porque si hubiese cometido pecado,
because if you have even committed sin,
perdonado.
It would be forgiven.
La oración del anciano
the prayer
de la iglesia,
of faith.
La oración del diácono,
the prayer of the deacon.
La oración del pastor,
the prayer of the pastor.
La oración de un ministro,
the prayer of a minister.
Sí, señor.
Yes, sir.
Ese es otro
that is another
de
method of healing.
No hay manera de estar enfermo.
There's no reason why we should be sick.
La incredulidad sería imposible.
Unbelief has taken over the people. Brother Branham said, when the anointing of healing was there, he said it would be a sin not to believe now. It would be a sin tonight not to believe in divine healing. When I have already mentioned four scriptures, and we could say even more than that, more than 600 methods of divine healing. How could somebody leave here not healed?
Usted puede ir a Marcos 16.
You could go to Mark 16.
Y dice, si hay algún enfermo,
and say, if there's anyone sick,
se pondrán las manos sobre
they would
los
lay
enfermos.
Hands upon the sick.
No dice que oremos.
It doesn't say to pray.
Usted no necesita orar.
You don't need prayer.
Solamente ponga
what
las
you
manos
need is to just put the hand on the sick,
sanará.
And you shall be healed. In his name. In his name. They shall cast out devils. They shall read the Bible. Put your name in it. And you're healed. Take the promise of Psalms 103. And you are healed. Believe that God sent his word before the foundation of the world. And you are healed. When they anoint you with oil, believe that you are healed. When your brother or your sister or your son or daughter or the eldest at the church put their hand on you. You don't need prayer. You shall be healed. Amen. The scripture says in John chapter 5 that once a year there was an angel that stirred the waters there at the pool of Bethesda.
Que tenía cinco entradas.
And that there was five inlets into
y había
that pool.
Multitud de enfermos
and there was multitude of people sick.
Y el ángel venía una vez nomás.
And the angel only would come once
cada
a year.
Año.
Once a year.
Y el primero
and the first
que
one
entrara al agua.
That would go into the water.
Cuando el ángel movía las aguas,
when the waters were, when the angel would move the waters,
era sanado.
It was healed.
Y la escritura dice,
and the scripture tells us
que había gente lisiada.
That
gente lisiada, gente en camillas.
There was people that were in the stretchers.
Yo he pensado.
And I have always thought.
¿Por qué esos iban al estanque?
Why would those go to that pool?
Si había gente que estaba de pie.
If there were people there, they were on foot.
Listos para tirarse al agua.
Ready to throw themselves in the water.
Y los que estaban en una camilla.
And the ones that were laying in stretchers.
No iban a tener oportunidad.
They had no chance.
Pero sabe por qué iban?
But you know why would they
porque
go?
Ellos creían
because they believed
en ese método
in that method of healing.
Ahora, cuando usted es un creyente,
now when you're a believer,
el agua,
the water
es la palabra,
is the word.
El ángel es el Espíritu
the
Santo.
Angel is the Holy Spirit.
Y las cinco avenidas,
and the five venues,
los cinco accesos
the
a la fuente,
five accesses to that fountain
son un ministerio quinto.
Is a fivefold ministry.
Y cuando usted viene en necesidad,
and when you come, when you have a need,
puede venir por el pastor,
you can come through the pastor.
Puede venir por un evangelista,
you can come through an evangelist. You can come through a missionary. You can come through a teacher. You can come through a preacher and say, Lord, there's no problem. Lord, I need brother, I need something. Brother, I'm sick.
And
each one of those accesses to God through the word by the anointing of the Holy Spirit can help bring healing to you. Amen.
Hoy quieren decir que no hay ministerio.
Today they want to say that there is no fivefold ministry.
No es lo único.
And that's not the only one.
Pero es parte de.
But that's not the only way, but that's part of it.
Yeah. Es un método de sanidad.
It's a method of healing.
Ahora el profeta del Señor dice.
Now the prophet of the Lord says,
Dios sana por medio de la música.
God even heals through music.
Y nos habla de Eliseo.
And he talks about Elisha.
Y nos habla de Saúl.
He talks about Saul.
¿Cómo él se encolerizaba?
How he grasped himself.
Así que si usted se encoleriza todavía.
And so, que se encoleriza.
Se pone muy bravo, muy rabioso.
If you get really mad,
la sanidad.
Healing
para su problema,
for your problem
pudiera venir por medio de la música.
Could come through music.
Dios sana por medio de música.
God heals through music.
Dios sana por medio de un don
God,
de sanidad.
God heals through even a gift of healing.
Dios sana por medio
God
del amor.
Heals through love.
Se va y el profeta dice, Dios tiene muchas maneras de sanar.
You say, God has so many ways to heal.
Hay muchos métodos de sanidad divina.
There are so many methods of divine healing.
¿Cómo pudiéramos nosotros no creer?
How could we not believe in divine healing?
Habrá una escritura, quiero terminar. Segunda de Reyes.
And with this scripture, I want to finish up. In 2 Kings.
Solo para que miremos algo allí rápido.
So that we see, look at something there really quick.
Segunda de Reyes, capítulo 20.
2 Kings chapter 20.
El rey Ezequías enfermó.
The king Hezekiah, who was sick.
Tenía un problema serio de salud.
He had a very serious health issue.
Había una enfermedad que había venido a él.
There was a sickness that came upon him.
Y cuando usted lee el verso 7,
and when you read verse 7,
este rey,
this king,
Este rey Ezequías,
this King Hezekiah,
dice la escritura que estaba enfermo de muerte.
The Bible says that he was sick even unto death.
Y mandó llamar al profeta Isaías.
And he called upon the prophet Isaiah.
Ahora, cuando el profeta Isaías vino,
and when the prophet Isaiah came,
tal vez el rey esperaba que el profeta orara por él.
The king probably waited, was thinking that the prophet was going to pray for him.
O que el profeta tuviera una visión.
Or that the prophet would have a certain vision.
Y le dijera, así dice el Señor.
And would tell him, thus saith the Lord.
Tal y tal, 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 ahora.
You are going to be healed, such
pero
and such.
De eso,
but instead of that,
el profeta Isaías le dijo,
the prophet Isaiah told him,
tomad masa de higo.
Take a lump of figs.
Y tomándola,
and they took
la pusieron sobre la llaga
and,
y sanó.
And laid it on the boil and he recovered.
¿Qué hizo el Señor?
What did the Lord do?
Le hizo tomar una higos de aquella mata de higos.
He made him take a bunch of figs.
Tomar tal vez aquellas hojas.
Maybe some of those leaves.
Hacer una masa con aquellas hojas.
And maybe make a little kind of like a little ball.
Como haría nuestra abuela.
Just like María, our grandmother.
Como haría ella, ¿verdad? Y sus recetas de hierbas.
Or maybe just like our grandmother would take like the herbs.
Y el rey allí esperando que Isaías tuviera una visión.
And the king was there waiting for a vision or something like that.
Y que solamente hablara y fuera sanado.
And that he would just speak and he would be healed.
Pero Isaías le dijo, no.
But Isaiah said no.
Mira, te vas a aplicar esta
Look,
masa de
you're going to put this on you.
Sobre tu llaga.
Over your sickness.
Y será sanado.
And you will be healed.
¿Por qué no le dio una así dice el Señor y
Why
ya?
Did he give him a thus saith the Lord?
¿Por qué tenía que aplicarse esa masa?
Why did he need to put that lump of figs on him?
Eso le pasó a Naaman.
That's what happened to Naaman as well.
Naaman estaba sufriendo de una grave
enfermedad. Naaman also was sick.
Y él iba a un lado y a otro lado.
And he would go to one place to another.
Y un día le fue dicho que había un profeta.
And one day they told him that there was a prophet.
Y que si iba ante el profeta sería sanado.
If he would go to the prophet, he would be healed.
Aunque se resistió la necesidad, lo llevó allá.
And even though he didn't want to, he went.
Y cuando llegó ante el profeta.
And when he went to the prophet,
el profeta le dijo,
the prophet told him,
mira, tienes que ir al Jordán.
Look, you're going to have to go to Jordan River.
Tienes que sumergirte siete veces.
You're gonna have to go dip in it seven times and then you'll be healed.
Y cuando aquel reina, aquel hombre Naaman llegó,
and when the king Naaman came,
y miró ese Jordán,
and he saw that Jordan River,
eso era puro lodo.
That was just a bunch of clay
eso
and a bunch of mud,
barro.
A bunch of dirty
y
water.
Se molestó.
And he got mad.
Como muchas veces usted y yo nos molestamos.
Just as like you and I get upset
porque
sometimes.
Venimos al Señor con un problema.
Because we come to the Lord with a problem.
Y esperamos que Dios nos diga lo que queremos escuchar.
And we're waiting to hear from the Lord what we want to hear.
Y de pronto el Señor nos dice una cosa diferente.
And the Lord might tell us something different.
Y hacemos una rabieta y nos vamos.
And we get upset and maybe stump.
Yeah. Y renegamos de la manera que el Señor dijo.
And we just go ahead and take what he says.
Y Naaman no quería.
And Naaman didn't want to do that.
Porque había aguas más limpias.
Because there were cleaner waters elsewhere.
Había mejores lugares para sumergirse.
There was better places for him to dip in.
Porque untarse de barro para sanar.
Why was he going to get so dirty
Pero
just to be healed?
Era el método
but that
de Dios.
Was the method of God.
Para él.
For him.
¿Cuál es el método de Dios para usted
What is
esta noche?
The method of God for you?
Para liberarlo del
to
pecado.
Liberate you.
Para darle bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Of your sin. To
para
liberate you.
Para el rapto.
Give you the Holy Spirit.
Para limpiarnos
to prepare
de
you for the rapture.
Carnales.
To help us in our problems.
Y una mujer sabia.
And a wise woman.
Tipo de la iglesia.
Type of the church.
Que le dijo, mira, es sencillo.
He said, it's simple.
Simplemente haga lo que le fue dicho.
Just do what he told you to do.
Fácil.
It's simple.
Y después va y se baña con agua limpia si quiere.
And then you can go take a shower if you want. With clean water.
¿Y qué cree usted que pasó?
And what do you think happened?
Aquel hombre se sumergió.
That man dipped himself.
Siete veces, como dijo el Señor.
Seven times, just like the Lord said.
Y fue curado.
And he was cured.
En una ocasión había un ciego.
And there was a blind man
y vino
one time.
A Jesús.
And he came to Jesus.
Y Jesús hubiera podido decir, eres sanado.
And Jesus could have told him, you're healed.
Pero él se agachó en tierra.
But he got down to the ground.
Tomó un poco de tierra allí.
And he took a little bit of dirt there.
Hizo algo que en este día del COVID estaría prohibido.
And he did something there that today in the COVID times it would not be allowed.
Algo que produciría asco.
Something that would make you probably you'd think it's nasty.
Yeah. No guardó ninguna norma de salud.
He there was no norms of health there with that.
Right. Yeah.
He spit.
No se vaya.
That's right.
Don't leave yet.
No. Yeah.
Y luego esa tierra mojada de saliva.
And that dirt that was wet with his saliva.
Óigame bien.
Listen to me.
Tal vez Jesús no se había bañado la boca hace cuántas horas.
Maybe Jesus had not even drank any water for I don't know how many hours.
Tal vez la multitud lo miró.
Maybe the multitude may have looked at him.
Ese es el mensaje de ese profeta.
That's the message of that prophet.
Yo no quiero ese mensaje.
I don't want that message.
Faldas largas.
Long skirts.
Cabello largo.
Long hair.
Ese poco allá, esa iglesia.
That church over there.
Esa Biblia.
That Bible.
Ese poco de cuadros allí.
A bunch of pictures that they have up front.
Ahí había un ungimiento.
There was an anointing there.
¿Sabe cuál fue la ventaja del ciego a los fariseos?
You know what the advantage was diga eso otra vez, hermano.
¿Sabe cuál fue la ventaja que tuvo el ciego sobre los fariseos?
Do you know what the advantage was that the blind man had over the Pharisees?
Yeah, exactly right.
Que el ciego no vio lo que Jesús hizo.
That the blind man didn't see what Jesus had done.
Tal vez un fariseo.
Maybe a Pharisee saw it.
Que Jesús hubiera ido a ponerle eso en sus ojos.
If a Pharisee would have seen it and saw that he would have been, Jesus would have put that on him.
Hubiese dicho no, no, no.
He would have said no.
Yo creo.
I believe you.
Pero era el método de sanidad.
It was the method of healing.
Del momento.
At the moment.
Recuerde lo que leímos del profeta.
Remember what we just read from the prophet.
Usted tiene que estar.
You have to be.
En el mismo ungimiento.
In the same anointing.
En el momento de la palabra.
At the moment when the word goes forth.
Si el Señor le dice a usted esta noche.
If the Lord tells you tonight.
O en el siguiente culto.
Or in the next service.
O en el culto pasado.
Or in the last service.
Que tiene que hacer algo de cierta manera.
That you have to do something a certain way.
Usted vaya y hágalo.
You just go and do it.
No depende de mí, pero ¿por qué al otro hermano le digo esto?
No, but why is it that you told this brother to
eso
do it this way? That was for the brother.
Pero para usted,
but for you,
el ungimiento,
the anointing,
la revelación de
the
la
revelation
palabra,
of the word,
es así dice el Señor,
it's thus saith the Lord,
para darle a usted lo
to
que
give
está pidiendo,
you what you have need of.
Y pudiéramos tomar escrituras,
and we could take scriptures,
y escritura tras
and scripture after scripture.
Y en una ocasión,
and in one occasion,
había un hombre lisiado,
there was a man
y le dijo a Pedro y a Juan,
that told Peter and John
que le diera algo de ayuda.
To give him something, give him some economic help.
Or
some alms or something.
Y Pedro y Juan,
and Peter and John.
Aquel hombre,
and they saw that man.
No reprendieron ninguna enfermedad.
They didn't rebuke any sickness.
No lo ungieron de polvo,
he didn't anoint
de
him with oil or anything
no
as
le
such.
Aplicaron aceite.
They didn't add any mud on
no
him.
Pusieron sus manos.
They didn't lay their hands on
solamente
him.
Enviaron la palabra.
They just spoke the word.
No tengo ni plata ni oro.
Gold and silver have
pero
I none.
Que tengo
but such as I have, I give unto thee. And what you have, I'll give you. What you have, I'll give you. When your family gets sick, what do you have to give them? What you have, I give you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise and walk. And that method worked.
Funcionará hoy.
And would it work today?
Pasaron los apóstoles, creo que fue Pedro.
The apostles walked by one day, I think
en
it was Peter. In Acts chapter 5.
Y había un enfermo.
And there was a sick man.
Pedro no oró.
Peter didn't pray.
Pedro no hizo nada.
Peter didn't do anything.
Pero Pedro pasó.
But Peter walked.
Y la sombra de Pedro.
And just Peter's shadow
cayó sobre el enfermo.
Fell over the sick man.
Y la sombra de Pedro.
And the shadow of Peter
sanó aquel enfermo.
Healed that sick man.
Usted no necesita que nadie lo toque.
You don't need that anybody touch
pero
you.
Usted necesita el Salmo
but
91.
What you need is Psalms 91.
El que habita bajo la sombra
he
del
that abides under the shadow of his wings.
Si la sombra del Altísimo
if the shadow of the
usted,
Almighty is under you,
usted tiene que irse libre, sano, sano.
You just have to go and be healed.
No hay razón para
there
no
is no reason to be, not be healed.
Citar escrituras
and
en
we, and we could quote verse after verse.
Y pudiéramos tomar los paños.
And we could take the handkerchiefs.
No solo de Pablo.
Not just from Paul.
No solo de William Branham.
Not just from Brother Branham.
Pudiéramos tomar los paños de un ungido de Dios.
We could take the handkerchiefs of an anointed of God and put them over the sick one.
Y Hechos 19 sigue estando en acción.
Acts 19 would still be in effect.
Y pudiéramos mirar la serpiente de bronce en esta noche.
And we could look at the serpent, a bronze serpent tonight.
Lo cual es la cruz del Calvario.
Which was the cross of Calvary.
Y usted pudiera mirar aquella cruz.
And we could look at that cross.
Y repetir.
And repeat.
Él es mi sanador.
He is my healer.
El gran sanador.
The great healer.
Está cerca.
Amen.
is now near.
Llegó un hombre ante el profeta de Dios.
There was a man that came to Brother Branham one time.
Por favor.
May you stand to your feet.
Llegó un hombre ante el profeta de Dios.
There was a man that came to Brother Branham one time. And he was desperate because he was sick.
Y quería una cita con el profeta.
And he wanted an appointment with the prophet.
Porque él sabía que el profeta podía orar por él y
because
ser sanado.
He knew that the prophet could pray for him and he'd be healed.
Y cuando llegó ante William Branham,
and when he came to Brother Branham,
el hermano Branham le dijo, un momento.
Brother Branham told him, hold on
antes
a moment.
Que me diga cualquier cosa.
Before you tell me anything,
usted viene del doctor.
You come from the doctor's office.
Le dio una medicina.
And the doctor gave you a medicine
usted
to take.
Viene para que llore por usted.
You come for me to pray for you.
Pero así dice el Señor.
But thus saith the Lord.
Tómese la medicina que el
take
doctor
that medicine that the doctor gave
y usted será sanado.
You. And you will be healed.
Tal vez aquel hombre se fue decepcionado.
That man might have left a bit sad.
Pero ese fue el método de Dios
but
para
that
él.
Was the method of God for him.
La inspiración
him.
De Dios en
the
ese
inspiration
momento.
Of God at that moment.
Y pudiéramos citar y citar
and we could
y citar.
Quote and quote and quote.
Y pudiéramos tener una vigilia
and
de testimonios.
And we could even have a vigil of testimonies tonight.
Pero yo creo que usted pudiera levantar su mano
but I believe that you could raise your hand tonight.
Y usted pudiera decir, yo conozco
and you could
ese
say,
Dios.
Lord, I know that healer.
Tal vez alguien pudiera en esta noche levantar sus
maybe
manos.
Tonight someone raised their hand.
Y decir yo quiero ser Ruth de antaño. Ruth, yo quisiera ser Ruth de la antigüedad.
I want to be like Ruth.
Y extender.
And extend.
Mi delantal en esta noche.
And I want that covering to be
over
me.
Llene, me.
And that
llene,
he would cover me and he would cover
y regresar
me
a casa.
And fill me so that I may go home
como
filled.
El salmista,
as the psalmist said.
Hasta que mi copa
until my yeah. cup is overflowing.
Una oración a Dios.
Let us pray.
Padre amado.
Heavenly Father.
Señor, te damos gracias por tu palabra.
Lord, we thank you for your word.
Señor, yo no puedo darle nada a ellos.
Lord, I can't give them anything.
Pero Padre,
but Father,
tú tienes demasiado para nosotros.
You have enough for us.
Padre, tu palabra ha sido hablada
Lord,
en esta hora.
Your word has been spoken tonight.
Este pueblo ha sido instruido durante muchos años.
These people have been instructed for many years.
El Espíritu Santo les ha visitado
the Holy
cantidad
Spirit
de veces.
Has visited them many times.
Y en esta noche solo nos has dado un recordatorio.
And tonight you've only just given us a reminder
de que no estamos solos.
That we are not alone.
De que no hay por qué temer.
That there is no reason for us to fear.
El gran y poderoso conquistador.
The great conqueror.
Que conquistó la muerte.
That conquered death.
Conquistó la enfermedad.
That conquered sickness.
Y conquistó el pecado.
And that conquered sin
está entre nosotros.
Is amongst us.
No estamos solos.
We are not by ourselves.
Padre amado,
Lord,
yo ruego por este pueblo.
We ask for these people.
Y si hubiese algún enfermo en esta noche,
and if there's a sick one here tonight,
en el nombre del Señor
in the name
Jesucristo,
of the Lord Jesus Christ,
todo espíritu de enfermedad,
every spirit of sickness,
física o espiritual,
physically or spiritual,
todo ungimiento del infierno,
every anointing from hell,
que perturbe a alguno de los hijos del
that
rey,
would hinder each one of their children
Satanás
of God, Satan,
está derrotado,
is defeated.
Nuestro Señor te derrotó en el Calvario.
The Lord defeated you on the cross of
y
Calvary.
Por las llagas de él,
and by his stripes, I have been healed. He has sent his word and he's healed me. And so Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, out of these people, loose everyone. Take your dirty hands and your worldly hands from the God's inheritance. And Lord, we declare ourselves healed. We declare ourselves free. We declare ourselves conquerors. And we declare ourselves victorious in the name
del Señor Jesucristo,
of the Lord Jesus Christ
para la gloria de Dios,
for the honor and glory of
y
God
el bien nuestro,
and our God.
Amen.
We say amen.
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 Yo quisiera escuchar que
I want to hear somebody say glory to God.
No, 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 perdóneme.
No, 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 no.
No, no escucho bien.
I don't hear properly.
Yo quisiera saber de aquel que ha tenido esa inspiración de decir.
I want to hear the one who has received that inspiration to say.
No tengo por qué preocuparme.
I don't need to worry.
Hay demasiado aquí.
There's enough here.
Si no me voy por este lado.
If I don't go this way.
Me iré por otro lado.
Maybe I'll go this other way.
Hay un método aquí.
There's a method here.
Hay un método aquí.
There's a method here.
Hay un método acá.
There's a method here. There's a method here.
No estamos solos.
We're not alone.
No hay por qué estar enfermo.
There is no reason to be sick.
Cuando el diablo atormente su mente.
When Satan torments your mind.
Párese en la palabra.
Stand on the word.
Pelee.
Fight.
Lo que sea.
Whatever it is.
A la muerte o a la vida.
Death, sickness or death.
Él es su Señor.
He is your Lord.
Y el diablo no puede cambiar.
Satan cannot come against that.
El Señor Jesucristo le bendiga.
The Lord Jesus Christ, may he bless you.
Dele un aplauso al Rey de la Gloria.
Give him a clap of praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Gracias. Gracias.
What's up?
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it.
The backup man, too. The backup man, he does his part. Amen. We enjoyed it. Let's give him a hand, please. Appreciate you doing their part and things where that we can all understand. But make sure you tell our brother how much you appreciate it. So we do. We appreciate the fact that there's many ways of reaching God. We don't have to all go the same form or idea or thoughts. Not something different, not something to be in any form different one to the other. It's just God personal to you.
Amen.
He deals with you personally.
Right,
he doesn't deal with all of us the same. We're all different in God.
Amen.
But that makes a family.
Amen. That's right.
That makes it all to work out. But it'll come to the same Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes.
And honor and glory. Tell our brother how much you appreciate it. And all this, we appreciate him coming by and ministering for us.
Amen.
Appreciate his family or the ones coming with us, all the different ones, and brother back there with us to come, Brother Martin and his people to come and be with us. We just appreciate it.
Amen.
Appreciate the all of the things. So, and all minds clear.
We're going to meet here at 2 o'clock, the men, tomorrow if you want to meet here to go
if
up.
If you need to know how to get on from here to the cabin, this will be here at 2 o'clock. We'll get ready, brother.
Brother Lee mentioned about having a prayer.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, we're going to
have a prayer before we get
for done. Prayer for everybody because right. that we're all going in different directions for to try to have just a little time
right.
of fellowship into where we can just sit back and relax for a little time. All right? Anybody else? Anything else? All right, we don't have to come up here. Let's just do it all as one, but let's pray for our brother as he travels on his way. And all in doing, you know, where he's going from here and fellowshipping, pray for Brother Martin and all of his people, pray for the little bride around the world.
Yes.
You know, it's an easy thing to say, Lord, would you touch every believer
yeah. right.
in the world?
Amen.
That's an easy thing to say.
Right.
Let's do it then. Huh? Father, we thank you for tonight. We enjoyed what our brother had to say unto us. We believe that by your stripes we're healed. That no matter what we approach it by the laying on of hands or we approach it by our faith, our thoughts, it's all in you. And we believe you. We just ask you to bless our brother as he travels on, going different places here and all. And bless his church there, Lord, at home and all, knowing that they're praying for him and that, Lord, that they appreciate their pastor because he stands for you. And we just ask you to bless each one. Bless us all now tomorrow as the church people, the women go into the time of them to being together and just fellowshipping and the brothers and all just having a time of fellowshipping together one with another and just relax a little bit and say, thank you, Lord. Because one time there in the scripture, it got a little tiring for you and all and you said, Let's go aside. And you went aside and took a little time off. And so that was good for all of us. We ask you to just bless us now. Be with each one. Guide us all. And keep us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it. Amen and amen. Thank you for coming. If you have anything you'd like to give our brother, just feel free to do so. All right.